You know, it's come to my attention that there's these giant toads that are invading British Columbia. See, there's these toads that were brought up from South America as pets, and then people let them go, and they were getting bigger and bigger. And eventually, I was in the paper the other day that one of them bit off the legs of a cat. I'm thinking, wow, that's fantastic. Can you think of it? Giant toads that are getting so big that they want to bite off legs of cats. Now, this can be employed. We can use this because there's aliens doing cloning experiments, and they got Scientologists breaking the law and using the law to their own advantage, so we need weapons, too. And I'm thinking that these giant toads would be fan-fucking-tastic. Just think about it. We take them, we put them in our houses, we breed them nothing but water, gunpowder, and smack! These toads get to be 5 feet across. It's not a problem. We should keep them in our coat. The minute one of these Scientologists, hey, would you like to take a personality test? Ah, have a giant frog, fucker! And it lands on his head, and it's biting him, and it's chewing on his face. Giant toads, it's the only way to go. The walk insured mecca of the future. Have a 50-foot tongue coming at you, baby! Squeeze his stomach, tongue flies out like a gun, sticks on his face, you let the toad go. It rockets onto his head. Yeah, baby, giant toads, it's the only way to go. I think it's a winner. My name is John Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, I began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is John Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio. Email your opinions to theman@rantradio.com or just the Marion at info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
All right. Looks like we're on the air for episode number 7 of the Sean Kennedy Show. Tonight's topic is wearable computers, provided I do not blow the speakers on Sim's sound system, because he's got them turned up to 11.
I'm all fucked up again.
It's February. So, traditionally, Sim is now fired. So, that was a new intro that Sim worked very, very hard on, and just got it finished today. Just like about 15, actually, to be honest, about 10 minutes before I showed up tonight. Yeah. So, we had it done like an hour ago. Very, very cool new intro. Like it a lot, so we can move forward with all that kind of good stuff. Moving right along. That's all well and good. So then hey, first thing that we got to know is you are free to distribute this show in all forms. You can copy it, rip it, resample it, make a soundboard out of it like my man Tantrix. You can do whatever you want to do with my voice. Okay, you can use it in sampling. If there's pungent DJs out there, if you want to go and sample me and throw me in your rave mix or whatever.
You like PWEI and go hard on Sean Kennedy.
Yeah, if you want to oversample Sean K, go hard. You're totally okay. The only thing we ask, and I mean we ask, is that you let us know, because we think that stuff's cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
send it to us.
You betcha. You betcha. I think that's very, very sweet. And especially when people make up banners and stuff like that, it's very, very cool. When people do that. I really appreciate that. And
every little bit helps.
So let's
our ego.
Yes, my ego is starving. Ego starving. Oh, we almost had a scroll bar there, but then the scroll bar went away.
We're
a verge of scroll bar.
Bong Man went to sleep, and we lost our scroll
bong
bar.
Bong Man, no, no, Bong Man. So special out to Orbit Juice. We're going to go through the RC here. We got scroll bar's back.
Yay.
We got Orbit Juice. Orbit Juice, Smokehouse, of course. African Love Turtle. Good name.
Good name.
Breaker, Naked. Capone X. Hey, Delamorta. Dr. Zodiac. Downhalo. Decker Case. Enochian. Fester D. Penis. Genesis. Gun Tape Flunky. Hybrid Theory. Ooh, that's a pretty good name. Ignorant Bliss. Kadath. Hey, how's it going, man? And now, let me see if I can do this one. Kvalya.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Crazy Fuck. Leshek 2, Lentium Lizard, Merry Away, Mr. Echo, Negative, Ness, Nomad Half Elf, Pele, Pretender, Australia.
Oh, welcome.
Wow. Are you actually from Australia, Pretender? Because if you are, that's very, very cool.
Or is he just pretending?
He is. The repressed country.
Or Australia.
Yes.
Wow, that's really cool. You have no idea how much that pretty much shows a success.
I thought we were banned there.
Maybe we are. I don't know. Well, they banned Scientology, so they can't be all wrong.
Yeah.
Pseudo, good to see you, Pretender. Glad to see you.
Yeah.
Pseudo, Prophet Surstar, Rice Bowl, Ronin
Konoko.
I gotta do this right. Ronin Konoko. So that's kind of Konoko.
Konoko.
That sounds like a good like Afghan, like Jet Li, Fist of Legend kind of shit going on there.
Konoko.
Come here, Rice Bowl. Yeah. I said twice. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, Side Slide, Sirdark, Sparky. Hey, Spark. Synthetic, Templar Knight. Glad you got up from your nap. He went for a nap earlier today.
Well, that's good.
He went for a lie down so he could stay up for the show.
Recharging.
You betcha. Tantrix.
Oh, sweet.
And my favorite name in the IRC tonight is Dao De Cheese. That guy's the shit.
Good.
Test Subject, The Wind Down, Trotsky's Ghost, Wildcard, DDS Fact, and Low. Trotsky's Ghost, send me that link on to the man at rantradio.com that you said you had on New Mecha Developments or some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Let me know what's going on there.
I don't think it was Trotsky's Ghost.
See that.
I think it was somebody else.
Yeah, it was Trotsky's Ghost. Made a mention of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Shut up.
Shut up,
Beavis.
Yeah, if you want to email Sean, it's the man
at rantradio.com. Not Sean K, because there's about a million ways to spell Sean.
S-H-A-W-U-N.
A-N-U-N-P.
All over the place.
C-H-A-U, you know, whatever. I just about killed myself. Doubt H.E. killed me. I was watching and he goes, Crouching Sim, Hidden Spam.
That was so good.
That was fucking, wow, this guy's quick.
Laughs our heads off.
Yeah, very, very cool. So, if you haven't noticed, that fucking not swearing thing is not going to work.
Yeah.
I gave up on
it's
that.
Just it's not just not Sean.
It's not on. No, it's not on. You know what? I will never be mainstream. I will never, ever be crowning. It'll never be, stay tuned. If you like David Letterman, stay tuned, because the Sean Hayes show is up next. That shit is just not going to happen.
Be like,
Hi, everybody. What the?
And that's it for our show.
Seriously, man. You know, I'd have to have, like, you know what I should do is I should have a show, and then what I'll have is I'll have, like, some heavily palsy Tourette syndrome guy doing something. Can you have, like, Tourette syndrome and be deaf and do sign language? So you do, like, rude gestures halfway through your sign language. You're like, sorry, I have sign Tourette
Maybe.
Syndrome. Yeah, that could be. That'd be cool. I had another thing. That's Saturday Night Live. Ever see that? I said, and
for
hearing impaired, the guy in the little window down below is all going, and now the show is going to start. He's yelling at the top of his lungs. It was awesome.
That was very good.
Yes.
That held him over for a season.
Well, yeah. There's so much crap that is on Saturday Night Live. Every once in a while, it's like Monty Python. Okay, you know what? Some of their stuff was really, really good. About 50% of their stuff was really, really good.
And the other 50 is
the other 50%
whoa.
Was like,
what are you doing, guys?
Well, that's kind of filler. You know, so it's okay. Sim,
it must have been worth it for me.
We just read out the IRC. If you just joined the IRC, do not fear, because we are going to be reading it out at the end of the show. Do not fear with two threes, because we're reading out the IRC again at the end of the show. So, Sim, if you want to get into the IRC, how do they do that?
I don't know. Oh, they go
right.
They got it. Yeah. You can either go to our page and click on chat, and that's the easy way, and you have to install like a Java thing. Don't be afraid. Do it. It's okay. Or
do not fear with two threes.
Fear
with two threes.
Or you can download MIRC. Or any IRC client.
Yes, not just. Or you can.
We're not pimping MIRC or anything, but
you can configure your Trillion to do it. Trillion's very fat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does IRC, Yahoo, fuck the things
you
like.
Still haven't shown me that.
Do you want to? Well, whatever.
I could install.
Whatever,
it.
Man. Yeah. Not like you don't have any computers here.
No, I don't. And you just go to the other side servers. The other side.
The other side, policeman.
And then go into Rant Radio channel. Imagine that. And then you can talk with all the insane people that we converse with every week.
You betcha. And the scroll bar is getting mightier and mightier as
every
the night goes on.
We gain more and more power.
Yes. And soon.
Soon we'll do something with that power.
Oh, I'm afraid this station will be quite operational whenever we figure out what the fuck is going on. So it'll be very, very good. Also in the house tonight. We have my good buddy, Hammer. He just got back from Afghanistan because he was on one of the boats.
Wow.
Whoa.
The big canoes. The Canadian canoes in Afghanistan.
Paddling.
Hey, good to be here.
Right on.
And that's his contribution.
That's his contribution to the show. You won't be here in 2 months.
Silence but deadly.
Yeah, silent but deadly. If he's got, I tried to get him to, because his actual job, can we say what your job is? Okay.
Killing people.
What is your actual job? What's the
protecting
actual
people or killing people?
He's a naval communicator, so he actually gets all that top secret good shit.
Oh, he knows all the codes then.
Yeah, he knows all the codes. Yeah, he gets the launch code.
I will be giving out one letter of each code.
Yeah, we'll be giving out U.S.-Canadian launch codes.
Here, so have your pens and pencils
ready,
kids.
Maybe we'll do it as the super secret message. Whenever the stream dies, I do a super secret message.
And only people who download
Only people who download the show, if we fuck up, get the super secret message.
Or listen to the rebroadcast.
That's right. Or the rebroadcast. Yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's... Wait. No.
No.
But you should still be here for the live show.
Yeah,
there's
definitely.
More. Yeah, that's right.
It's much more exciting because we sometimes pay attention to the IRC.
Yeah, sometimes.
And say things from there.
And we read out your names. And God knows you need to know your names. So...
Gun Tape Funky says Hammer's cool.
Hammer is cool.
Yes.
Hammer's hung like a bull yak. All right. If you want to get in touch with us, you can give an email to info@randradio.com. That is our... Or...
Sean's new one.
Is
the man.
@randradio.com. Repetition is the key. Repetition.
The man.
The man at randradio.com. So, all you people out there.
We like it.
Yeah. And
we don't respond, but we like it.
Yeah, we like it. So, that'll be all good. Even if I don't respond, that's all fine.
We look at the headers.
Yeah, and I'm going to give out my ICQ number. 161-495-90. Too late now. It's gone. What
Wonderful.
Are you going to do?
Now I'm going to have to change.
No, you're not. Cause I'm
you're
going to
go offline
nope,
all the
nope,
time.
Nope,
more
not.
Than you are now.
Nope.
God.
I'll do that once every blue moon. That really hardcore. So people
we should have given it out one per show.
That
would make them work for it.
No. The reason why is because, okay, I'll tell everyone this now. If you see me go online and go, hi, I'll put you on my ignore list immediately. If you just send me a message that says hello, that's it. You're fucked. Okay? Don't be like, how are you today? You know, I don't do that shit. Okay? Try to respect.
Send info.
Hey, Sean, I was just thinking you might like to see this. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It's okay for instant messaging, but don't try to get me in a conversation, because what happened before was I'd jump online and like,
What's up, dude?
How you doing?
Hi.
We love you.
That sucks.
Not that I, you know, it's cool that these people want to talk to me. Don't get me wrong, but I can't, it's not feasible. I try to imagine that. Every time you go to a computer and you boot it up, like your IRC thing is blinking.
Ding,
like
ding,
the left
ding,
side
ding,
of your screen
ow,
is like
ow,
trying
ow,
to attack
ow,
you, you know?
Ow.
Like my speakers blow and shit. It's just a bad thing, okay? It's not cool.
His wave file gets bit rock because it's used
One of these days, I'm going to have to put together one of the ICQ skins. One of the ICQ sound skins.
Have one.
Do we?
Yeah, we just never released it. Remember that one?
Oh, did we ever
assemble
it?
Super cool.
Is it done?
Super cool. I never got the way to use it, like to install it, like an installer, but they can drop it in if they know how.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe we'll get that together again. It's
we
pretty
should,
cool.
Maybe for next week or something like that.
Yeah.
Time. Yeah, that'd
if
be cool.
If anybody out there knows how to put together an ICQ skin.
Or wants to get an ICQ skin put together.
Yeah.
Because, well, Sim does...
This is a WAV file ICQ skin, not the graphics, just the sounds.
Yeah,
so
that if you
want
to have the sounds, and it's very cool, we can send it out, we can set it up and talk to Sim.
Put it on the webpage. Private message me with a webpage how to do that or something. I look for it, but not very hard.
Yeah.
That's my new thing.
So there we go. I look for it. It's just real
kick.
Not
very hard.
I just didn't really want to do anything.
So, let's get to the witty banter and general news.
So,
Sean, what's going on? No Deal sent me a really cool link this week, which we're going to throw in the IRC. This is the other reason why I want to go to the IRC right now. And this is from newsgeek.net, because I can't actually, like, fucking the stupid goddamn XP.
I'll do it.
You do it. All right. So, New Deal Assembly says, Dr. Packer. Dr. Packer is...
Yes, Freudian?
What?
Dr. Freud?
Yes, and then I fucked my mom. Wait, no!
No!
Oh, jeez! I didn't. Can we... Was she a
we'll
fat girl?
We'll erase that.
We'll erase that, yeah.
We'll clean it up in the studio.
Yeah, I could put that studio clean it right up. Thanks, Keith. Okay, yes, apparently Dr. Pepper has been taking fire from some psycho-Christian death cult.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
Yes.
What did they do?
Bring up the page.
Oh, you want me to actually
Yes, I don't want to go to the actual page. That's why you said, I'll do it.
I was pasting it.
You suck.
Oh, now it's all crazy.
Now you're all fucked up. You're fired.
Is that going to work?
There we are on the Monday night.
Oh, no.
On the Monday night clusterfuck. What's going on? What have you done?
There we go. I thought it was going to load it in Word.
Dr. Pepper under fire for promoting Godless Pledge.
Oh, no. A Godless Pledge.
The Dr. Pepper soft drink firm is drawing criticism from religious groups for omitting the phrase under God in an abbreviated version of the Pledge of Allegiance on its Patriot can.
But don't the religious groups change their Bibles all the time, too?
No, well, the thing is that I am a little disturbed when the Patriot, like, it's Patriot Can, so it's about America. Nowhere is this thing about God in any way. It's about a country,
yeah.
Okay? Like, God's good for every country, but anyway.
Move the times. God's dead.
Yeah. Well, he's not dead. He's just really limping.
Okay.
The company...
Only wound. Only a flesh wound.
It's only a flesh wound. Uh-oh. Large cloud. Large cloud. Company began distribution over 41 million of the promotional cans in a dozen states last November. A statement from Dr. Pepper said that the special graphics presentation was designed to show the world we are a united nation of peoples who place high value upon freedom. The can features a portrait of the Statue of Liberty with one phrase in...
Through
one
fizzy pop.
with a phrase, shut up, fizzy pop is cool. One nation, indivisible. Okay, anybody who wants to... If anybody has one of these cans or can get one of these cans, email me. And I will give you my address because I want one of these cans.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen one of these cans. This would be very cool.
Godless Dr. Pepper.
I want the godless heathen heretic Dr. Pepper cans. I want the scarlet letter.
Okay.
You know, like, what are these fucking, don't these guys have any free time? Like really, you know, don't
are
these people
so
have jobs?
Are they so afraid their whole structure will come down because Dr. Pepper didn't put God on their can?
No, you didn't put God on your fizzy pop. Now homeless people read that and think, oh, wait, we should
read
this fat girl.
God.
Yeah, no. It's just dumb. It's just dumb. That's a stupid, stupid, stupid thing to do. Like, you went for picking on D&D, my rock music, now you're fucking with my beverages.
Yeah.
You know?
They have to pick on that. I guess they're running out
what's
of targets,
next?
Huh?
You know, Willie, what's next? I don't like the sprinkler. Why not? Well, it turns. And turning means you could turn away from God. And that's bad. Yeah.
Don't be surprised.
Yeah. I seen a sprinkler ad the other
American
day.
Atheist.
This is cool. American
Maybe
Atheist.
I can get Sim at atheists.org. Forward it to mine. I like
Sim
that.
Sim is all like, I'm hating everything I've got. I'm looking forward to rotting in my grave. There's nothing. There's nothing after my life. I'm going to perish. I think Sim's on fucking drugs. But whatever. So, what
please,
else?
Use me as fertilizer, please.
Yeah. Please grind me up and use me for your plants. Which is kind of funny, actually, because finally the vegetables will have their vengeance on you. You bacon fuck. Here's a really cool one. New muscles will give us power armor. Apparently, I was talking to... you're going to have to bring that one up and post it in the RC. I was talking to Enki.
The work I have to do.
Enki is like an absolute maniac when it comes to this kind of shit. Like, he's my power armor guy. He's the guy I talk to about everything regarding power armor. And, are we on the air? Is everything fine?
Oh, somebody said this 24K stream is fuck sword.
Okay, so what? If you're listening on the 24K stream, well, unless
I don't believe you.
Unless it's the guy, unless it's the guy in Australia. I mean, I like the guy in Australia, so that's fine.
Go to the 128. Get broadband. It looks like it's working to me. I can't listen in, but
oh well.
I want to do something fun.
Can we get the great big fat girl?
I want that sampling.
What are you doing?
Oh, that's quite the font.
What are you doing?
I'm going to do a loop.
A loop?
Prove to them that the 24K stream is perfectly fine.
Why are you doing a loop?
We're going to hear us in 20 seconds later.
Wow, that's a great idea, Sim.
Isn't it?
Are you on fucking crack or what?
Well,
yeah, I'm going to be able to focus. I can barely focus on the show as is, listening to myself 20 minutes prior.
Whatever.
So, okay.
See? It's
so, okay,
fine,
this,
you crack
stream.
Monkeys.
Okay. Well, Sim is not keeping it in perspective.
Get a better connection.
Yeah, I hate you all. Computers are evil. It's, like, really bad when, you know, he just gets one too many emails and streams fucks on. No, screw you. I'll show you all. I'll loop myself. And then you'll understand.
Oh, somebody say,
you'll understand. Anyway, where was I? Yes, I was talking to Enki, and apparently these plastic muscles, which we are yet to go to the page.
No, I posted it.
Yeah. Are we at the page on your computer?
Yeah.
No, go to the page. thank you. Anyone who would like to have Sim's job, please report to ramradio.com.
I have to deal with Sean.
This is pretty cool. Now, they developed these things apparently from electrical tape is where this came out.
Really?
Yeah, because when you run voltage across all electrical tape, it gets stiff.
Oh.
one of the things about electrical bass. Apparently, yeah, that's what Anchor tells me. I could be wrong, but there it is. And what this what they're doing is they created like a plastic muscle. Now, everyone's seen those fiber wire muscles and shit like that.
Yep.
But these plastic muscles, they're saying they want to build them into suits for pilots so that it stops blackout. You know what I mean? Like when G-forces and shit like that, it squeezes your blood so that it keeps moving and stuff like that.
Yep.
But the really cool application is they're saying that they can build it into clothing for combat troops, and they'll be able to jump over 20-foot walls.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, very cool.
Supercharge your muscles.
Supercharge everything. Yeah, it's like a spandex suit that, like, you get to be Daredevil and do, like, the really...
I like those pogo sticks, though. Those super pogo sticks that jump, like, super high in the air. You remember those?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, anyway, we did them like a year ago.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. They had, like, power pogo sticks.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I do remember something like that. That's a little frightening, though.
Yes, it is.
The little frightening ones. It's like the really huge, like, the apparatus the guy stands in and he runs and he goes, like, 80 miles an hour.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, it wasn't a pogo stick. But there's some scary, scary shit out there. So that was very cool. I'm very looking forward to that because I want power armor. Anything that I involves
body getting, enhancements.
Body enhancement is good. Is good. Now, Wildcard sent me this one here, which is always good, where Scientology might get banned in Paris. One country at a time. Well, the Australians are already smart. Pretender already kicked their ass out. They're gone. So they're gone out of there. I think they're gone. They're banned in Germany. They're banned in Australia. They're banned.
The Germans really hate them.
Oh, the Germans. Yeah, they've had quite. We have had quite enough of a cult stolen for the last 1,000 years. Thank you. You will go now. I was not head of SS. I make joke.
Shutting down the Church of Scientology.
Yeah, they're going to shut it down in France altogether. Now, on the Scientology show, I believe they're also wanted in France for fraud. Because because they fucked over France for cash, you know. So I'm guessing someone in France,
they
one of these lawyers, just said,
you
know what? Why don't we just fucking ban these guys because it's mental manipulation? And they were saying in '99 on this article, when you read the article, that people who left the church in 1999 were harassed.
Oh yeah.
Now I'm here to tell you, I don't really understand how people can be harassed by a religious group you don't want to be involved with anymore. Where are they going to show up at your house and stuff? You know, like get a dog, get a pipe.
Yeah.
You know, go down to your local gardening surplus store and pick up a nice chrome shovel. Okay.
Like, get some baseball supplies.
Go to a Sport Mart. Okay. Get a nice cricket bat and some
Shop Smart.
You know, go down there, grab your mountain biking power armor, get a hockey helmet. You know, and there you go. You know, you're laughing. Sounds good.
Oh yeah.
So I'm just really happy because here on the Sean Kennedy show, I fucking hate Scientologists. You know, don't make a mistake.
That.
No, if there's Scientologists listening, fuck off. Because all I'm going to do is just hack on you the whole show.
Oh yeah.
However, that said, Scientology looks like Darwinism compared to the Raelians. The Raelians are really fucked up, like, and they got millions of dollars. Like, I swear to God, like, I can't believe these religious cults. It's just, it's like, wow, like, what is the draw?
You're just jealous.
I am, though. Do you know how much good I could do if I had the money that the Scientologists had?
Oh, I know.
Holy crap. I think I'll say, go to the moon. I will,
feed everyone.
Oh, people are like, well, you know, we'd have to have Manning and stuff like that. NASA is so full of shit. NASA is so full of shit, okay? There was a Canadian who built the super gun, okay? He went to NASA. The only way he'd get work was for terrorists. This Canadian guy, I can't remember his name, but he was a Canadian guy who was a big artillery whack job. And he went to NASA and said, guess what? I can put satellites in orbit for $5,000 a crack.
That's cheap.
I just shoot them into orbit.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Boing.
Boom. Right? And they're in orbit. And it's doable. All right? And NASA went, no, fuck you. We like our budget.
Yeah, no kidding. $5,000? We better shut this guy up.
So Saddam Hussein wound up hiring him to build a super gun that he could shell like fucking whoever.
Yeah.
Okay? And the Israeli Mossad put a bullet in his head. And that was it. And minus one Canadian. Okay, and that's why in South Africa, apparently South Africa had them working for them too, and that's why they have some of the best artillery in the world now. They got like instead of 105s and 155s, they got like 225 millimeter howitzers and shit like that can outshell anything on the planet.
He made some good bucks before he got killed.
But he worked for the wrong fucking people. Like, where's your head? But
keep keep the good guys on your side. Keep the smart guys here.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but you know, so NASA sucks. Okay, they don't really they don't really, they're not looking after, you know, space travel and all that kind of stuff. And they're always saying, like, well, you know, if we build a spaceship, we have a problem with manning. Like, fuck you, okay? If the minute the X Prize gets won, all right, and it becomes even remotely feasible, like for sub $100,000, you can make, like, multiple trips to orbit, I'm building a station.
Yeah.
That's it.
One piece,
you know,
at a time,
Well, where are you going to get the manpower for that? Where? At the next fucking games convention. That's where.
I'll show up.
Hey, I need some guys who are willing to sacrifice their lives to go into space. Holy shit. One at a time, please line up on the left.
Yeah.
Anyone with applicable skills on the right. Thank you. Seriously, you know, it's like...
We need some space monkeys here.
We need some very serious space monkeys. Okay. Well, what do I get? Well, the minute we get any alien technology, we'll give you first crack at it. Fucking sold. Sold. They're seeing water on Mars now. There's all kinds of rumors about waters on Mars. Like, set me up, you know? If there was an ancient civilization, baby, I want to go find me some Martian weapons. Woohoo! Skip. Whatever. On my way over there, that'll kick some serious ass. Loving it. Speaking of trauma, were we talking about trauma?
Were we?
Yeah, this is my favorite story. I saw this
one on Fart. Last week, didn't we?
No, I talked about this one.
Oh.
I talked about this one when I was talking to you. I never posted this on the story.
Okay.
The Komodo dragon and the little girl's stuffed animal. This is my favorite fucking story. I saw this on FARC, that great site FARC. And
wealth of information.
Yeah, it's fucking... That saves dragon by risking arm. Okay, what happens...
That's what that picture's from.
Yeah, it's a Komodo dragon, okay, who apparently swallowed this little stuffed kitty cat. See, what happened is that Jim Rassman should be considered the front-runner employee of the month at the Minnesota Zoo, unless somebody can top sticking their hand down a dragon's throat. Now, a lot of people don't understand. A Komodo dragon, you're like, wow, it's a big lizard. Okay, well, the big problem here is that Komodo dragons have these weird pockets in their lips that store up rotting meat, and it's made purposely to be a breeding ground for bacteria. Like, they have like 30 or 40 deadly diseases in their mouth at any given moment in time.
It's bad.
So if they bite you, you're fucked.
It's
okay?
Over.
Yeah, you're done. Like, they don't even know, and it's not the same disease as in each dragon. It's like the ultimate fuck you lizard, okay? They're nutty. So the guy put on like a hazmat suit, hit the dragon with about a billion cc's of Thorazine, and fucking shoves his arm down the throat and grabs, and they have a picture of the little stuffed kitty cat, okay, that they pulled out of the dragon's gullet because the dragon wasn't going to pass it, right?
It's not looking good, that
and they
kitty
didn't,
cat.
They wanted to save the dragon. Now, everyone's like, wow, that's really cool. Now, that's not the reason why I like the story, okay? What happened here is that the Minnesota Zoo, some child, okay, who loved their stuffed kitty so much... They took it with them everywhere they go. And there they are going up to the great big scary lizard cage, you know.
Yep.
They're looking over and all of a sudden they get bumped in. Oh, Fluffy! And Fluffy falls into the big lizard cage and she's like, ah! As scary as that is to be separated from the just small little Fluffy cat, a large, giant, festering lizard comes over and goes, ah! And eats her stuffed animal in front of me. Thank you. I get to join the circus.
Trauma.
You know you're going to see her on Oprah. You know, she'll be like, when the dragon ate my cat. You know, I'm just like...
Next on Oprah.
No. For some reason, maybe I'm just cruel.
I want to see the reenactment.
See how the dragon maliciously eats the cat.
You know, and...
slow motion blurriness of this cat falling into the Komodo dragon pit.
Bad, jerky Canadian television. Yeah, just, oh. So I love that story. That story just cracks me up.
That's great.
Now, you want to talk about a statute of our times, okay? Let's talk about consent condoms. Now, I don't know about you, but trying to pick a broad up in the bar and getting her home to fuck her is a pretty hard go, all right? Everyone's like, that's pretty easy. No, consent condoms. So here you are, you're all talking, hey, you want to go back to my place? Because you never want to say, let's fuck.
No.
Mind you, I highly recommend that. My buddy Brick used to do that. He got slapped like 19 times out of 20, but the one time he had some good hate sex. You know, really. It was just like,
all the odds, right?
You know, so...
It's like, okay.
Well...
And off they go.
Are you here to fuck? Because I'm here to fuck. So, how to use consent condoms. Now, if you go home, right, you get her home. Hey, how's it going? You know, what's up?
The pictures.
Yeah, they're awesome pictures. Scroll down. Keep scrolling. This is magic. Okay, you get home. You're smooching. You're like, it's all good. Hey, so, the big question, eh? As a mature adult, because there's nothing that goes a big rubbery one other than want to have sex, because she doesn't want to admit that she's going to give it up, right? Because the chick knows whether or not you're getting laid while you're still at the bar.
First 5 minutes.
She's made that decision whether or not you're going to get some.
Yep.
Okay. Like, seriously, okay? So, keep scrolling down. So, after you smooch this broad.
I got to get that picture.
Oh, that's okay. So, after you scroll down, you break out the consent condoms where you fingerprint the chick. She fingerprints it saying, I consent. You fingerprint saying, I consent. You sign the back of the condom wrapper saying you're both consenting. Oh, this will be a consensual sexual experience. Okay, you give out information. She gives it back to you.
Wow.
At which point you can retrieve the prophylactic from its design cardboard case.
And the chick runs out of the house.
And then you are free to just hate fuck this broad because it was consensual.
Yeah.
You know, what's to stop? If the guy's going to gang rape the chick, what the fuck is the difference between having that, having her do that, and then he's got evidence saying he didn't rape her? You know what I mean? What the fuck is the point of that? That is some twisted shit. Like, I'm not the first person who thought of that. Oh, Sean, that's awful.
Pretty easy to get a thumbprint.
Oh, you know, why don't I punch her in the mouth? She knocks out. Humpa, 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 humpa. Throw some prints. You know, let's take a look at her driver's license. Forge her signature. Away we go. You know, I mean, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to go back to the IRC and watch the reaction.
This is just brutal.
Oh, it is.
But I mean, it's sick.
Like, it's pointless.
It is totally fucking pointless. But what a statement of our time.
It is, yeah.
When that has to be done, where you got paperwork with the condoms? What the fuck? How does that work?
I'm surprised there's no lawyer present or anything in that situation.
No. Rather
phone up your lawyer. Okay, she's consenting.
I have an answer to consent condoms.
Yep.
Okay, women need to have a small hand-portable flamethrower. Okay. They keep it in their purse.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
The toned down one from South Africa. Yeah. No. A handheld butane, like deadly force napalm flamethrower.
Yep.
It's got like 4 shots in it, okay? The woman gets to the guy's house. They're all naked and stuff like that. Says, you know, baby. Hey, baby. I really find you special in, you know,
that special kind of way.
Yeah, special kind of way. Why don't we go back? And she says, oh, sure. That'd be fine. But just before I do, this is my flamethrower. If you fuck with me, I will fuck you up just as I did your cat. And you'd be like, that's good, baby.
It's all good.
You know, and
we'll
it's
take
just
it
on,
slow.
We'll take it real slow. You know, I'm good at that foreplay thing. No dry scratching here. This will be all right. Don't you worry. You know, because we need to fear the woman. And that way, if she's got like or she can get one of those, that spandex muscle adhesive, you know, that lingerie.
Yeah.
You know, so that she could, like, jump up onto the ceiling and spin her head around and go, in which case, I would not want to have sex. At that point, I would wish to flee.
Thighs of death.
Crush. Oh, God. Of course, it all depends what you're into.
You know, maybe you like that. I don't know.
Maybe you're into that kind of thing. I don't know. Now, people are all going, I know what they're thinking.
What are they thinking, Sean?
They're thinking, how does this relate to wearable computers exactly?
This is the witty banter section of the
this
show.
This is the witty banter. Are you not paying attention? Are you not paying attention?
They missed it all. I don't know.
They missed it all. Okay.
Rewind. Listen to it tomorrow, okay?
Tomorrow. I'm just seeing this mass mail from feminists saying, you advocated violence towards women. No, I didn't, you fucking twit.
We're going worst case here, people.
No, you know what? And that's bullshit.
Play out the scenario.
You know, people would listen to that. They take one sentence. They take everything out of context, and then they go. You know, and that makes me fucking insane. Like, insane. It's the Sean Kennedy Show. My name is Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man. How much do you suppose I'm joking with everything I say during the show? How much can you really think that I'm responsible for my actions as the fucking man on an internet pirate radio show? You know, but I got that. I used to get that all the time.
Really?
Be,
people
oh,
thinking
yeah.
you're
well,
like, oh.
You know, you wanted to call it a witch hunt. Well, I practice Wicca, and I think the witches, you know, when they're, how they've been dealt with history. No, I think we should burn all witches. What? How could you possibly say that? Easy. I go, we should burn all witches. Burn them all. Why? Because they're zombies. They work for the devil. Well, no, they don't.
They're the Walking Dead.
They're the Walking Dead. Kill the Walking Dead, too. You know, and fucking people just have no sense of humor.
Yeah.
None.
It's all gone.
Oh, it is
gone. In our libelous, happy society.
It is. You know what we should do?
No sense of humor.
You know that those wireless remotes? You know, the ones that you press the button and the people respond to your alarm? You know, like the alarm thing? They should. You ever see those? Okay, what?
The fallen and I can't get up thing?
Yeah, the fallen and I can't get up. Okay, now, you can with our wireless and cellular technology, okay, they have a GPS watch now, okay, for locating your kids. Okay, so you can dial in and go,
It's all for the kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in the next 5 years, that's going to... Fuck 5 years. The next year, okay, that's going to get so micronized, you could probably, you know, put it in a contact lens, for fuck's sakes, okay?
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is, when we, instead of doing something bullshit kind of rape prevention thing like consent condoms, we should take those chips, right, micronize them,
yep,
put them in jewelry,
yep,
put them in watches, put them in whatever, and then you have roving bands of large, really angry people who've had a family member or maybe themselves raped driving around neighborhoods
waiting
for the call. Okay, and she goes,
we've got one.
Up comes the file, up comes the picture. They immediately deploy. They go to whatever location it's at. The door comes off the fucking hinges. Whoever is on the
flying
inside,
flying across the room, makes
smoke. Who's ever on the inside, who is not wearing the pendant, has a bad fucking day. The dogs, the person, the kids, the parents, the plants in the house, everything dies except for the person who pressed the button. Okay.
Yep.
Anyone guilty of sex crimes? I'm a big fan of capital punishment. I'm a huge fan.
I'm not.
You're not. Why?
But Sean.
Oh, okay.
Because you never know.
What if you got the wrong guy?
Poor Mumia is dead now because of Sean.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Oh, now Sean's changed his mind.
No, no. No, I haven't changed my mind. Fuck you. I'm saying that there should be...
Jell-O. What if we're wrong?
What if you are wrong?
That's what I go by. That's the whole statement.
The thing with Mumia Abu-Jamal and his death sentence is it's not a matter of being wrong. He's being politically assassinated.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah. He is.
I mean, that's got nothing to do with the death penalty. That has to
do
with...
But he's on death row. And he could have...
He could have been waxed.
Yeah.
You know, but... Now, that does not mean that I think we shouldn't have the death penalty. I think we should.
In the States, you heathen.
No,
off
I think
to Texas with
no,
you.
No, we should have the death penalty, but we should just have it and not hand it out like, what, you stole something? Time for you to die.
Yeah.
No, not like that, okay? We're talking like repeat sex offenders.
If anything, make
I
sense.
Raped 15 children, but I promise I won't do it again. Oh, wait, I did it again. You know, like those guys.
You promised last time,
seriously,
Bob.
Seriously, get Judge Wapner hammer, give Rusty the smig, and fucking have him do the guy right there in the courtroom. Buck, thank you. Boondock Saints, awesome movie.
$1,000 fine and death.
Seriously, they should have the big buzzer. The guy should be sitting in a stainless steel chair, ready to go. The judge presses a button, Buddy Cooks on the spot. Vert, 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 vert. Oh, man. I have no time for that shit. People who like sex offenders and stuff like that just make me crazy. But that's another rant.
Yes.
That's another rant. I think I've done that. Do we have a pedophile rant?
Handy? Oh, but
handy?
I could dig one up.
You could dig one up. There's so many, though.
You want pedophile 1, 2, 3, or 7?
Yeah, I went on so many pedophile rants. Well, okay, let's talk about the halftime music. I found...
What about the meetings? When are we going to do that? Or is that
That's
later?
At the end.
Oh, okay.
Halftime.
Halftime show.
Halftime music. Now, this is an interesting group, which I found today.
Which one is it?
Oh, it's that one.
Okay, I see it there. Okay.
Voice recognition.
Yep.
I found these guys today. I didn't find... Like, it's pretty embarrassing that I didn't know about these guys. And probably everyone in the IRC is going to be like, well, you didn't know about them?
Jason.
It's a group called Clock DVA. Okay, C-L-O-C-K-D-V-A. And they've been around since, like, the late 70s and 1980 was their first album called White Souls in Black Suits. Okay, and at that time... They were like they've been like a hardcore alternative band all this while. They kind of started apparently looks like they were maybe doing a little bit of weird funk jazz, and they do a lot of really like they were on the really they're one of these bands that have been perpetually ahead of their time. You know what I mean? Like they've been always doing shit that 5 years later was the rave. You know what I mean? And very very cool. And they've got a number of albums. You could go check out clockdva.com, and that's their main website. You can see they've got interviews and reviews of albums. I mean, these guys have been floating around the scene.
Been around for a while, so there's a bit of info on them.
Yeah,
huh?
They're very, very, very cool. So this is one song from an album of theirs, which I'm trying to remember the name of the album.
I think somebody can help us out.
Sinotastic, I think.
Sinotastic.
Or Sins of the Flesh or something like that.
It doesn't have ID3 tags. So,
I
dug one up called Child Porn.
Child Porn? Oh, yeah, that's probably one of my good old ones. Where I'm
it's
talking
an old
about.
One.
Oh, it's the one with the 2x4s. So
that'd be a good
for
one.
Everyone saying, Sean advocates sex crimes.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's give a listen to this Clock DVA. And this song is called Voice Recognition. Very, very cool. Very, very cool.
once again, here's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, on Rant Radio.
Okay, it's child pornography time. Yes, we're going to talk about the good old child porn that exists on the net. Recently, laws were just passed in BC that said it's okay to have child porn. Federally and by the law, you're allowed to look at little pictures of little six-year-olds hanging their dicks out and abused children. NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. Real organization. Look it up. With any effort, get a membership list. Find out who's a member of that thing. Then go to their homes and burn the fucking things down. If you find people out there, Sean Kennedy says, kill pedophiles. That's right, don't maim those motherfuckers. Kill them dead. Kill them. Take them out in the street, put a pickaxe right between their fucking head. You like that? Have another one. Yeah, it's good to go. You know you love it. You know it's good. It's natural selection. It's the right thing to do. It's like porridge and sex. You go, eat some porridge, have some sex, go kill yourself a pedophile, and giggle about it while you sleep. Do you really think there's a jury on this planet that would convict you? I myself could snipe Clifford Olson, and I would get a fucking handshake and a key to the city. Give me a break. Nobody likes child porn. So if you're a child pornographer and you're listening to this radio station, first of all, hide. That little red dot that's circling around your head, yeah, that's somebody from Rant Radio, and they want your fucking nuts on a platter. They ought to do, like Dennis Leary said, man, put you in a city square with a big sandwich sign on your stark naked body that says, I carry a torch for kids who carry candles. It's a fucking fact. You are a moron. You're a sick piece of shit. And the kindest thing you could possibly do for society to remove yourself for your sins is to go get your whole head in front of the shotgun and just squeeze off around. And if you don't have the nuts to do it, you can contact me at www.rantradio.com, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
This is initial voice logic reconstruction test number one. Diagnostics on voice recognition and speech synthesis centers have been completed. At this level, all functions appear normal. Hello. Doctor.
exploiting ourselves for your benefit. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Alrighty, we are back. Now, the one thing I do want to say about Clock DDA is if you listen to that and thought, wow, that's really cool, there is... somebody saying it was a bad show. Somebody saying it was a
Get
bad
show. Get
them! Did somebody say it was a bad show?
I can't believe that.
Oh! Well, I'm trying to keep it fun. You know, I want to keep it fun. You know, you can't just sit there and be like a total bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, kind of flow here. We got to have a little bit of fun. The first half of the show, unless if I was trying to get an interview tonight, okay, and...
With a very cool guy.
With a very cool guy. I'm going to even say it. Steve Mann. We actually got in contact, well,
halfway.
We got half duplex
contact. We did our part.
We got half duplex contact with Steve Mann. Now, we're going to post a link in the IRC. Who is Steve Mann? Steve Mann was the guy who invented the concept of wearable computers. Now, I think that Steve, he didn't say no, he didn't say go away. He didn't reply. And I'm thinking, and I actually left him a voicemail as well, like I phoned the guy. And it's right here. There's the link if you want to post in the IRC. Right on. And there's the link that if you want to see who this guy is. Steve Mann is a guy at the University of Toronto.
Yeah.
And this dude has been doing the wearable computer thing since the 1980s. Okay, when it was not as small. Yeah, late 70s, early 80s, when you had to strap like the Atari 2600 to your head. Yeah, that was him. And they got a picture of him there. And I've never actually seen a photo of Steve Mann without... something covering at least one of his eyes.
I think they're on 24/7.
Yeah. So and I thought it was kind of funny that I couldn't get a digital response from a guy wearing a wearable computer all the time. I'm like, what, do you not check your email or what? You know, the guy doesn't have much of an excuse coming to me.
Not really.
Maybe he got taken. Maybe he's been beat down. Maybe
we got to rescue him.
Maybe he's in some kind of a broadcast storm and he can't get out of it. Or, I don't know.
He's being ping hacked and he's writhing on the floor.
Yeah. What happened? Steve Mann's got hit by a denial of service. You know, next on CNN. You know, maybe someone denial of service attacks Steve Mann. He's like sitting alone somewhere in some van. I hope he's okay. You know, I really
lights flashing before his eyes. He's
going into connections. He finally had a seizure. That was it. But anyway, Steve Mann, we were trying to get an interview with him. We couldn't get back. We might be able to do like a throwback to the show because there's so much on wearable computers. My God. Before I had my Black Shakes episode there, I was a big, big fan of wearable computers. And I wanted to do a thing called Project Gargoyle where I wanted to wear a wearable computer and broadcast digitally through the web. And so people could like log into you.
What is
see what
Sean
you're
doing?
Yeah, the wife had a problem with that. But that's you know, not
It'll
really
come off Thursday nights, won't it?
Yeah, it's gonna, well, you're just going to wear it sometimes, right? No, honey. Yes, absolutely. Now the cameras are so small. You know. But, of course, that'll eventually get involved into Sean porn.
Ooh.
And you know, it's just because everything...
Ratings go up at certain times.
Yeah, at
of
certain
day.
Times. They will log in. He didn't turn it off. He left it on the dresser.
He left it on the dresser.
Yeah, or did he? But
this is a rerun.
So Sean's secret voyeuristic tendencies. No, but seriously, the wearable computers is a very, very cool concept. And when I last checked in on them was a whole 6 months ago. So, and they were kind of, it was, for people who've been into it a while, for about a year there was no real huge breakthroughs made because it was you were limited by your display. The display was always been the big bitch, okay? Because really all the way, you could take a laptop, okay, hook some peripherals to it, bang, instant wearable. The power's there. You got everything.
Been there for a while.
So the big, big cow has always been getting the wearables happening. Now, there was a company called Cybernaut, which Cybernaut is, like, do a search for Cybernaut on the web. You'll find it. But I was kind of sitting there going, oh, wow, you know, Cybernaut, and they had this big, clunky-looking thing for industrial applications.
Yeah, they were the commercial.
They were the commercial ones. They were probably the king of the wearables.
They had some pretty interesting commercials.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, you could say when you're losing valuable time walking back and forth to your terminal. Why don't you just bring the terminal with you and this kind of shit? You know, like whatever, I don't care. It's a wearable, I'll buy it. You know, but it was disgusting money. It was like $8,000.
Oh yeah.
So on the news BBC on this link I'm going to give you here, they have a new thing called the Pomo.
I thought that said porno news story at first.
Yeah, it looks like that. It's actually a POMA. P-O-M-A, okay, is what it is. Because if we go to the site, it's not P-O-M-O. It's P-O-M-A. I don't know. That's the stupidest name I've ever heard. Can we go
POMA.
To that site? Can we go to that BBC site?
Sure.
Real quick. And you look at it, and the guy's wearing it there. And it's a very sweet little unit. I mean, this thing is... well, it's got the tech specs here. Let's just get to it and get to the tech specs. I wonder if it's slow because I gave them the specs before we got there. I wonder if that's the case. That could be the case. You know, it's BBC, so maybe there's a lot of people accessing it right now.
Possibly.
Wow, that'd be really cool if that was the case. Anyway, there we go. Pret-a-Porter Computers. Okay, what this thing is the guy's wearing it there. Of course, they could have got a guy who was alive to wear it, you know, rather than, you know, this...
Prop him up and give him the...
Who'd they get this thing? This guy looks like a John Glenn or something. I mean, come on, he's like serious moon mission dude here.
What?
Wasn't he a Borg extra? Like, look at him, he's got one big black dot as a pupil. Way to go,
his
loser.
Mind is gone.
So, go down, scroll down. Okay, so where's the specs? Specs are... Yeah, it's 128 megahertz RISC processor, 32 megs of RAM, 32 megs of ROM, runs on Windows CE, operating system, 640 by 480 color display, optical pointing device. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, I mean, so it's got a little...
Optimal, it says. I'm sure that's supposed to be optical.
Yeah, and there it all is. That's the whole unit. Things like the size of a Palm 5, okay, yeah. And it's a wearable computer with overlay display.
Too, actually.
Yeah, but still, it's a wearable computer. Now, I'm looking at that going, damn. You know, you look at the compact iPad. So I'm like, wow, that's really cool with the display. Now the displays were the thing that was kicking everybody's ass.
Yes, that's the cost factor in there.
Okay, and the cost factor on that is just stupid. So I went to this. I'm going to give you the link for the actual Cybernaut online. And you know what they want for those things? $1,500. That's it. For $1,500, you too can walk away with a wearable computer for the production cost of that. Now, the thing is, though, like if you look at it, it gives you all your specs. I'm sure you can pump it up and all the rest of it, and try to get more RAM and all the rest of it. But the
MP3 player and the DVDs,
you know. And to be real, does it have USB? Because if it has USB, baby, I can load you out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you get an assault vest from like Eagle Industries and just Mac this thing like right the fuck out. Okay, and you can get crazy with it. It
doesn't say anything about USB, but
no, it has some sort of connection. It doesn't. Okay, but I mean, now the other display. Now this display here does 640 by 480. Now, an interesting, the best wearable display that I have found. Go to Google right now. If everyone, you can read along with me in your book, and do a search for an FMD 700, I believe it's called. Olympus FMD 700.
700.
Olympus, there it is, FMD 700. Olympus iTrack FMD 700. Not bad for running on memory.
Yep.
What this thing is this is the very sexy blonde chick on the site.
Better than that guy.
We're gonna get to it. But,
I'm dying.
Just put this on.
I'm
a 3D
dying.
View of the Olympus iTrack. Now, we went to a Japanese site. Okay, and it looks like a solid. You can't see through the thing, okay? But Enki had an idea. What if you just put micro cameras on the outside of your glasses that sit
on front
and overlay, and so you're looking constantly through the monitors, two cameras playing. Now, the reason why, well, that's really cool, Sean, but why are these cool? Because these bad boys can do 800 by 600.
Ooh.
And that's these on the Olympus iTrack FMD 700. If you go to eBay, do a search for the FMD 700s, you can pick them up for about slightly more than a grand.
Not bad.
Yeah, US. So yeah, we should do a quick search on eBay.
Okay.
To see what we get on that FMD 700 on eBay. So you can pick them up for just slightly more than a grand, I believe, on eBay. There's another website where you can buy them direct from Japan. You're like, well, they're only available in Japan. No problem. www.japan.direct.com. That's where you can get all the good stuff that's only available in Japan. Those good people down there will buy it and put it up there. And we got one there.
One going for $749 currently. Oh, they're $799. They've been sold.
$799.
$755. One actually sold.
Oh, wow. This FMD 700. Now, these are probably an auction has ended. Blah blah blah.
With buy it now. They bought it for $755.
Bought it now for $755.
So
good
that's
deal.
Pretty cheap.
So you're paying less than you would for like a brand new fucking monitor.
Yeah, you can buy this one for $755 right now.
No, I don't know. Oh God, I want
How
one.
Much do I have on my credit card?
No. I don't have a credit card.
Your wife could be listening.
The dark one took my credit card away and beat
all
me.
For
I
the best.
Cut about the face. Yeah. So if anyone, it's available right now. If anyone wants to buy this live on the air right now, you can get one. There's one on eBay on a buy it now option in $755.
Oh, those
American.
Bastards beat me to it.
Did they? They're already pumped.
Even though we got 20-second delay. Yep. There
holy
we go.
Crap! That's a sweet deal. If anybody wants to buy that for their wearable, and if anyone on listening does buy that, holy crap, let me know, because I'd like to get a user evaluation from it.
Can it hook up to your cell phone and get internet? Because that's... If it doesn't, why?
Can it hook up to your cell phone and get internet?
Or some other wireless?
Oh, of course, yeah. No, yeah. It's got the blah blah blah.
You can't use that mouse on it.
Yeah, sorry. It takes PC video signal, analog RGB. It also takes AV, right. Audio AV video. Video signal, formidable pixels, blah, 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 blah.
I don't see anything about it, but I'm sure it does. I'm sure they're doing that.
And they're wrong. If this is the FMD700, they're wrong on their pixel count.
Oh, really?
Yes.
72?
Danger.
720?
Oh, actual number of clones, 1700 by
No,
by
I think that was on...
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah. So that is probably the highest quality visual available right now that I have
Affordable.
Seen. Yeah, now, there's another company called Micro Optical. If you go to microoptical.com, www.microoptical.com, these are some... They have one of the coolest-looking visual displays I've ever seen. These guys are fat. Like, their display is like... They flash intro, whatever. Screw the flash intro. But theirs clip onto the actual glasses.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Your glasses.
Yeah. Micro Optical, and you have to go to the... Where's the...
Electronic devices?
What the hell? Is it Micro Optical or Micro Vision?
I think we went to the wrong one.
I think I went to the wrong site. Never mind.
I was bringing up memory. Micro Vision... Micro display.
Okay, display. Forget that one.
Never mind. Anyway, you'll know when you see it. you're like such a pinhead. Oh well.
That's
oh
okay.
Well. But there's all kinds of stuff out there now. The best news site for resources on wearables, okay, is wearables.blu.org. Okay, we just posted in the IRC. These guys got it all.
Another hot chick there too.
Yeah, and they got 7 of 9 there, looking all sexy and shit. But these guys have, like, if you want to chase this thing around, they'll link you up to the wearables, web ring, la, 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 la. Now, I personally believe that it is not worth $1,500 to buy the Palm Ro. Okay, or Palma, or whatever the hell they call it. The pom-pom thing. Okay, that's all well and good. All right, you can go and buy that, spend $1,500 if you're a poser.
Yeah.
But the WOGs, they know all about PC-104 boards. PC-104 boards are the boards, they're electronic boards designed to be embedded in electronic components. So you're like, for right. prototyping.
They're like super standard board.
Yeah, you bet. They want to, it's like a little board, it's about 4 inches by 4 inches. Okay, and I want to put my toaster on the internet for prototyping, so I'm going to use this PC-104 board. And you can get them now that have like Pentium 3 processors on them and 512 megs
really?
Of RAM. Yeah, built-in sound, built-in video, built-in everything on this little tiny board.
All-in-one computer chip.
Just add battery, hard drive, input device, all the rest of it. If you can get one with a USB, you're laughing. Okay, because you can daisy-chain USB until you're blue in the mouth. Right? And that is what people are building their wearables out of. Now, people have been building wearables out of PC-104 boards for quite some time. But the new PC-104 boards, I mean, I saw one almost a year ago that had embedded everything, except for your hard drive.
Yeah.
And of course, your other standard peripherals that you'd have to plug
into
this
thing. Storage, input, and output.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Does the processor.
Yeah, and we're talking about a small device. Now, you'd have to, you know, nickel and dime, make sure that you... And now, I mean, I saw a USB hard drive available for sale in BC. This thing is the size...
Andy.
No, it's a USB...
Done.
Yeah, no, but it is... No shit. It is like about an inch... Less than an inch wide.
Yeah.
And about 2 inches long, and it holds a gig.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Like, hacker tool much? Like, how about I just install all my hacker apps on this thing?
Yep.
Anything happens, I throw it in the microwave and press one.
Yeah.
Thing cooks off. That's it. Or, if you wanted to do that, you could buy, like... Now, they're expensive, though, right?
Oh, they would be.
And the latest issue of 2600 has a really cool article on hacking from your RAM cache.
Right.
So, you install your scripts and all that on the actual RAM cache. So, if anything goes wrong, you reboot the computer, it's gone.
Uh-oh.
And they cannot get it back. I mean, you can't use data recovery for it. Yeah. Those good people at 2600 bring you that. And that's a very good idea.
Put enough memory in your computer, it can store a lot of stuff, and it'll be gone.
Yeah, exactly. So with the wearables, too, I mean, the other thing is if you have a wearable, don't build a wearable computer. Like you think, well, I could use the 60 gig for an IDE drive. No, don't use a standard desktop drive because you'll break it. It will shatter. You will get knocked over. You will fall on the ground. Like,
laptop one.
Yeah, think about, could you do an obstacle course wearing this device? If you could not do an obstacle course wearing this device, don't wear it. It's very simple.
Yeah.
So there's laptop hard drives exist that you can that are pretty robust now. I mean, I've seen 60 gig laptop drives and even larger.
Look at eBay. Go to eBay.
I mean, they're probably the quickest, easiest way to do it would be to get your hands on like an old IBM ThinkPad, like a 770 or something like that. That's got a P2 in it. Already got the 6 gig drive. Good to go. La la la. That the display isn't working on, but has an external display. You chop the display off, strip the plastic case down, go from there. And that's it, you know. And of course, just that one site I just gave you. Okay, we could spend the entire show going through wearables.blue.org. Okay, but I'm just gonna.
It's got everything.
It's got everything. Everything. Oh my God! And then they hook on to other sites that have even more. There's a huge following for wearables.
They're coming then.
Oh yeah, baby, they're coming. Maybe one day I'll even be able to make them and sell them. That'll be really sweet. But
Sean Brand wearables.
Sean Brand wearables. But and you know they'd be sweet. They'd be not for the weak. Not weak computers.
Loaded with the best apps.
You betcha. And I'm probably be putting on Linux. I'm going to be installing Red Hat this week. This week I'm
cool.
Sean is a newbie. Any of you Linux gurus listening? Sean Gay has officially decided.
The plunge, or are you doing a dual boot?
No, I'm going fucking. I'm dedicating a system to it. I have a system that I'm going to dedicate
to
it. And I'm probably going to install Red Hat on it because. Yep. And Steve Mann actually is a big because he's got a new book. Oh yeah, new book called Cyborg by Steve Mann.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see if we can get if he does get the. If he does get, we do hook up an interview with him. We want to talk about his new book, but it's called Cyborg by Steve Mann, Operating in a Digitally Mediated Reality, or something to that effect. I saw it in Chapters, and they had it in the cultural studies section, like right next to the gay literature. And I'm like, you know, but it was right beside, like, you know, the input and export of, or like the outlook of, you know, the social structure of soap operas. And then they have Cyborg living with wearable computers in the same section. I'm like, whatever. But the book is called Cyborg. He was featured in a film and stuff like that, too. So people who want to know a little bit more about wearables...
Check out his page that we posted before.
Yeah, you bet.
He's the grandfather of it.
Yeah, pretty much. Try micro-display. I want to go to micro-display. I think it's micro-display.
They'll try it.
Yeah, I want to do that one. Because I want to show you this... like everyone's like, okay, we're trying micro-display. I should probably say that without being on the web.
Maybe.
No.
You have failed again.
I'm almost sure it was micro-optical.
Providing the vision for your ideas.
Okay, well, looks like I'm bitched.
Yep. Too bad for you.
Look, even I, it's like micro-retinal or micro-optical or micro-eye.
Micro-micro.
Something like that. Somebody go and find that, would you? You'll know when you see it. They got really cool. What it is it fits on the arm of your glasses. It's something that fits on the arm of your glasses, and this little see-through screen comes across the eye.
Just on one side of your glasses?
Just on one side of the glasses.
Fall off is too heavy.
No. It's tiny. It's like the size of a big pen.
Wow.
Yeah, and it has this little thing that comes out, and it's very, very sweet.
You threw it to the dogs. They'll find it.
Yeah, they'll find it. That's a really cool display system. I like it. It's expensive as hell, though. They're still in the kind of, we're giving out stuff for testers, but it's like, you know, only big money only kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's this? No, that's audio.
MVIS? MVIS? No. Maybe. Sounds like it. Microvision?
Yeah, that could be. Let's take a look at that. What is that? Oh, no, I know who that is. No, that's a different company, dude. They were featured in NASA Tech. There's CyberTech was telling me about this, blah, blah, blah. These guys also make a really cool head-mounted display called the Nomad, which is a really cool system. However, it's still in the bulky category. what I think would be cool would be to try to get in touch. Yeah, they make some really, really expensive shit.
Ooh.
Like, yeah, they do shit for the Army and stuff like that. Like, heavy streaming prototypes.
Where the cash all comes from, eh?
Yeah, but, I mean, you're not going to, like, I'm sorry. Like, I couldn't even advocate our listeners listening to that. Another cool site, like the kind of sites, your standard site on the internet is like Digimon. Okay, it was formed in 1998. It's a research group to explore and develop human-computer interface devices. Okay, I just posted in the IRC. This is your standard, well, not really your standard. This is a very good wearable computer site. He talks about...
Wires there.
Yeah, they talk a lot about... usually what they do is quite often they will go and get a... And they'll go get like a used video camera.
Yeah,
that's the quickest and easiest way to get a micro display. Used video camera or a used one of those micro TVs, and take the LCD screen out of that. Okay, now you don't want to wear that for a long time because you'll get basically burned out. Okay,
This fact. Is that a toaster on your head?
Yeah, like everyone asks that. But if you're gonna be walking around with a wearable computer, I have a concept for you. It's called a hoodie.
Yeah, that'll disguise a lot of
It's called a hoodie.
Weirdness.
Like, hello. A lot of these
got finger inputs and everything.
Yeah, no, this guy's way out of control. Like, this guy needs some Ritalin.
It's from 99 as well.
Yeah, so technology has gone forward since then. Okay, but from there, you've got, like, huge input, like the Twiddler and stuff like that, which are these little hand-put keys.
Oh, yeah.
There's data gloves, apparently, that are coming on the market very affordably now. They're talking about them for game boxes and stuff like this.
Just get the Nintendo one.
Yeah, I have one, which I was going to use, but never did. And I'm sure if, like... there's enough information out there how to hack them. What a lot of the guys do is they'll take an Olympus iTrack or they'll take an old Sony Glastron AL35 or AL55.
Yep.
And they will cut it in half and they'll put that lens inside of another set of those glasses that fit over top of your glasses. But the problem, I think, now is that you just cannot... like, the problem exists where you cannot really get the display to a level that's really, really good. The nicest one I've seen is that one from Cybernaut.
Yeah.
That's a fat little display.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it is very, very nice.
800 by 600 is usable.
No, that's not my... No? They do 640 by 480.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And, you know, the ones from MVIS, they have a full-color one that they're working on, a full-color see-through overlay.
Nice.
That they're working on. Yeah, so I think that with the new... there's been some new chips that have been developed. They talk about it on the MVIS site. And when you check that, you will see that there's, like, some very serious people. And in the next little while, we'll probably see some really good sites. Now, we also remember Christmas?
Yeah.
There was that IBM commercial,
yep.
The dude with the wearable computer.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that thing?
Nobody bought it, and it went away, I guess.
No, it was never available.
Oh, they're just kind of showing
it? Yeah, they just say it was the guy sitting in Moscow, and he was talking about
solid
computer. Yeah, vaporware. But he had a functional model of it, okay?
Yeah.
It was on the cover of a few magazines, but nobody really saw what happened to it.
Maybe they're still developing it.
Now, so you can't really, if you think, well, P2, 266, and all that kind of jazz, you know, that's not really that powerful, Sean. Well, this gets back to my Linux thing, okay? Because everybody knows you can take a 486, feed it some Linux, and suddenly it's functional again.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm sorry, but I'm probably going to go a little bit penguin Nazi here, because when I read that Microsoft's new Internet or Windows Media Player 8 logs your stuff and can report it back, I was like, that's it. You know what I mean? That is it.
That's why I don't use it.
Yeah, and...
never do. BS Player and Winamp.
Yeah, Winamp owns all.
Yeah.
But it's kind of to the point now where it's like, Jesus Christ, guys.
What do you do?
You know,
you don't know what's going out of your computer.
Yeah, it's just not worth it. It's too much money. Like, they're forcing people, okay, to buy, like, okay, we don't have an Office package to go with this, Office XP, you know, and all these little coding things, and they're taking this, I bought this computer, okay, I bought the silicone, I bought these chips, they're all mine.
Mine.
So I want to be able to configure them and do what I want with them. I don't want to have, you know, you try to look at the C drive on a Windows XP product, no, you're not allowed to look at this. That's what it said. Nope.
You didn't register your C drive.
No, it'll say you have a good chance of messing this up. Do you really want to see your files?
That, yes. Well,
you know,
it's made for,
like,
stupid people. It's made for, I better not click on that.
If you treat people like stupid people, pretty soon they will be stupid people.
I better stick to my favorites.
You know? And I think it's all, that's fine. You know what it's really about? This isn't about ignorance. It's about laziness.
Yeah.
And it's about, more than laziness, it's about people unwilling to help. Everyone's got a grandmother or a grandfather who wants to know about computers, and they ask you the dumbest fucking questions on the planet. You know, like, well, my IP address is not registering properly. Or, actually, that's not even a dumb idea. I can't even think of these stupid questions. Stuff like, well, the number one is, my internet isn't working properly. Oh, well, luckily my internet's okay. You should get on the big internet.
I feel bad for you.
I feel bad for your internet. but my internet's good, you know.
Should switch to mine.
I really believe that we should, like, really help older people. Because who's going to be using these computers? Okay? I think wiring old people is cool. I have a fetish for wiring old people. I do. I think it's slick.
It's just so wacky.
Well, because they're retired, right?
Yeah.
What do? They sit on their ass, much like teenagers.
Yeah.
And they surf. Full circle.
They got time.
They got time, and they got the money. And these people, if we could get these guys wired, baby. Baby, what a wealth. And guess what? They're not stupid, okay? Old people are not stupid. They just don't understand, okay? So if we can
like
just take...
like dropping us in an alien world and going, okay, do this. And they're like,
And half the time they're like, well, I'm not really interested in video games. Well, they think Pac-Man is a video game. That was the last time they saw one. But I promise you show those guys, you know what gets those old guys turned on about tech? I'm here to tell you. I got it right here in one. Got a grandpa? Want to get him wired? No problem.
Show him Day of Defeat and I'll hide under the desk.
Oh, my God.
No, show him a World War II flight simulator.
Yeah.
They go horny for that shit. They're like, oh, yeah, Viagra has nothing on the on Warbirds of the Pacific, man. I'm here to tell you.
They'll sit up straight for that video
Oh,
game.
Yeah, they're right. Yeah, I remember those. I saw them. And there's a lot of that stuff out there. There's a lot of those kind of flight simulators. Or grandma doesn't want to just play solitaire. Why don't you show her, like, a CAD program for cross-stitching?
Yeah.
And then you give her some Photoshop and shit like that. You can get them because everybody, nobody said, I want to learn about computers. Nobody said that. They want to learn how to play Quake.
That's right.
Okay, and that's how we all got started.
You
got
to find them the hook.
Yeah, you got to find the hook. All you need is the hook. Well, I want to play Mildred over here on Warbirds of the Pacific. Well, you got to learn how to network. Well, how does that work? And then you got them going.
Yep.
You know, and that's the key, okay? And pretty soon we'll have all these senior citizens with wearables on their walkers. I already got this wheelchair. I can probably put a server on this thing. Can we rack mount this or what? You know, I mean, you could really kid. Like, if you got a wheelchair, baby, can you ever wear a wearable? You know, people are like, man, that's not so
See,
bad.
See, the battery on my wheelchair, I need to upgrade the battery.
They'll have wheelchairs with trailers. Be like this little U-Haul running around behind the trailer. But seriously, if we can just get these people, you know, communicating, working with younger people, like, we can cut out the whole middle-aged bracket. We don't need them anymore.
Forget
we'll
them.
Just have the young people and the old people and, you know, burn everybody else. So that's, now, one of the things that I saw on that wearable from the wearable site with 709 there is a wearables search engine. Now this is a web crawler that somebody's gone and made specifically just for wearables. Like, how fat is this? Okay, now granted, everyone's gonna say, what about this site, what about that site? Okay, yeah, there's a ton of these sites. Okay, like I said, I could go on and on and on about these sites are crazy, the amount of stuff that's going on. I mean, it's incredible stuff.
Oh wow, cool.
And you can get to accessories, you go to programs, there's custom apps made for wearables, some very, very sexy shit happening on the internet regarding wearables and stuff like that. You can get all kinds of display information. There's probably displays there that I haven't even heard of, okay? But this is like Atla Vista for wearables. Very, very cool. Looks like it was made with Front Page, though.
Which is with those buttons at the top?
Yeah, with those buttons. Yeah. That background font. I'm thinking Front Page. I'm smelling a Front Page.
Yeah, it works.
But, you know, hey, it's a guy doing it. I mean, he wants to get into the wearable. Wearables are very, very cool. So we posted that in the IRC. I think it's http://wearables.
jattech.edu/webcrawler.html.
So that is our section on wearables. Now, there's going to be going on from there, and I want to do a follow-up if I can get a hold of Steve and say, get the man, Mr. Man, on Rant Radio. That would kick some ass.
Oh, yeah. He'll school us on wearables.
Well, the guy teaches professionally, so he might be a pretty heady interview. I'll have to make sure. I might have to get Enki down here to just keep up. Otherwise, we'll wind up losing everybody. But
speed read on his book beforehand.
Yeah, no, if we get the interview, I'll read his book. Oh, I mean, yeah. That's just the way it is. But I have a good idea for our section of the show, which is mess with the normals.
Say that again.
Sorry, mess with the normals. Normals.
The stream cut out, I guess.
Yeah,
that's it.
Mess with the normals.
This is great.
This is a great idea.
This is from Black Wolf, I think.
Yeah, Black Wolf. I don't know where he got it from. Maybe he made it up. But I think this is brilliant. Okay, now, you know when you get junk mail, right? You get junk mail, and then they say, blah, 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 blah. You know, you may already be a winner. Okay, just go. And now, this is important. Keep the envelopes that have no postage required.
Those are great.
The ones that they send you the mail.
And you get them.
And they say no postage required if mailed within the United States. Yeah. Okay? Then what you do is you take all the other junk mail, and you put it in the no postage required envelope, and then mail it back to them. So they get their envelope back, and it's loaded with everybody else's junk mail. It's recycling. It's giving back to the community, okay?
That's right. Sending it back from whence it came.
Yeah, there you go. Give back. It's the greatest circle. Circle of spam. And
it's fun. It's free.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, like, you'd be surprised. Try it. Just, you know, well, John, that's a lot. That's a funny idea. No. Try it. Just do it once. You will put it in the mailbox.
You'll feel good.
And it'll go thump, and you'll go...
Load it up.
I'm such a little vandal. Now, I can't advocate putting fish in there.
But you could.
Yeah, don't squish a sardine and put a sardine in there. Don't put any rotting fruit in there. You know,
it'll end up bad at the other end.
Yeah, they won't like it.
put it in the middle, though, so...
Yeah, don't...
if you do it.
Don't do anything bad, you know, like that. Because we don't want to... They didn't send you a rotten sandwich. You know, that's not what they did.
They're equivalent of it, but not
and
specifically.
I think, quite honestly, if you send them a bunch of junk mail back, somebody somewhere is going to be like, that's pretty cool, actually, that they did that.
It'll catch on.
It'll catch on, and pretty soon, you know, tell people about it, you know, the virus of it. It'll be very sweet. All the wogs, you know. Or maybe you could send them secret messages. Because if you send them stuff like you're crazy, like take all the other junk mail and cut words out and arrange sentences with a glue stick, be creative.
There you go.
You know, and have pictures of families. And then I walk down the street.
Take all the pictures of the families out of those display photos.
I'm watching you, you know. And you can just go from there. I mean, that'd be a lot of fun to do that kind of stuff. It's like Trekkies. That's the movie you want to watch. You want to talk about a movie you guys got to see? You guys got to see the movie Trekkies. If you haven't seen it, rent it. There is a guy, I swear to God, there's a guy who has gone every day since the original Star Trek series aired, has sent a massive envelope of stuff to the producers of Star Trek, like he's on an Earthbound mission. So much so that when you rent the show, like rent Trekkies, they'll tell you about it. They're like, yeah, so do you get a lot of fam? Oh, yeah. Well, what's the real wackos? And the producer of the show goes, well, there's this guy.
And you know it's bad
when. He's amassing data. I mean, everything, postcards and brochures and junk mail, and he sends
stuff.
His mission about the data of Earth, you know, and that's what he's doing. And it's just wild, and he's been doing it for years. Like, you want to talk about some rabid fans? Like, baby, I got to respect Star Trek, because they got some mental fans.
Yeah.
Like, just crazy fans. I love crazy fans. Crazy fans.
They're fun.
Kick ass.
And so we'll get into some crazy fans or a relevant thing at the end of the show.
Yeah, you betcha. You betcha. Now, something else I'm adding to the program is called Daily Check Site of the Day. Now, the Daily Checks, if you do not have in your favorites or bookmarks folder in Netscape, because I started with Netscape and then I left, but I think I'm going back. Because, Internet Explorer doesn't work. Now, is this one called UBI Comp. Okay, which I'm going to post in the IRC, but this is really bad. I don't know why the fuck is going on. But UBICompEditThisPage.com. What it is this is a website which has daily news about wearable computers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, where they're talking about the history of the PC. UbiquitousComputing.news. Welcome to the post-PC world. And they talk about 25 February. Oh, that's new. Wow, check that out. And it talks about bleeding edge computer technology. It's they try to update it every other day, every few days.
Not too bad.
So it's something to check out. You can check that out. There's a few other ones, but this is one that I thought was fairly relevant.
Looks like they just started.
Yeah, they just kind of started. So maybe you want to help. Maybe you want to join in. If you guys are a bunch of hardcore,
send them some links.
If you want to get hard into wearables, if you think you're a wearable god, prove it. Okay. Send them an email. Tell them you heard about them on the Sean Kennedy Show, and you want to get it going on. Okay. And you want to give them a hand, because a purely wearable dedicated website is very, very cool. It's always good to give people a leg up. You know what I mean? That's always nice. So that's cool. And they mostly do a lot of computing, but they kind of tend towards the wearable. I've noticed that. They sort of kind of go that way.
Oh, yeah.
There's other sites out there, of course, like Slashdot and all of them. But I want to try to hit the
daily
site.
It's like once in a while they post something about wearables.
Yeah. Sometimes these guys, those kind of sites where they do something every few days, they usually find something good somewhere that someone else doesn't have, and then they put it up there, which is cool. Now, the guy, there's a guy who sent me an email about Scientology, okay? I got a bunch of people sent me an email about Scientology.
Yep.
Okay.
You got a good response from that.
Okay. The guy, I wonder if I should say his first name.
Is it a pretty normal, like John?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, actually, I'm going to give, like, the first...
Why are you dwelling on this?
Well, no, the thing is, because I want to make sure the guy knows. He's the guy who sent me the email. There's only one guy who sent me an email.
Yeah.
Okay, with a Scientology link on it.
Yeah.
Okay, and he asked for a name. Which brings us to this section of the show called... He wants an internet name. Now, this is very cool, and I'm glad that we have a record holding for this tonight.
Because we did that last week.
Where every show...
Names for people.
Because Jello Biaf, I've got the idea from Jello, where it's called Names for Bands. And what you do is... But like, there's a lot of really cool names. Like, this show, the best name I've seen in here tonight, well, on the first pass,
yeah,
was Dao De Cheese.
Dao De Cheese. That's so good.
Dao De Cheese was sweet. Okay.
And of course, there's some really good ones in there. Gun Tape Flunky
and all the rest
African
of them.
African Love Turtle.
Yeah. So I was, and this guy said, I want to join. I want to get into the computer thing, but I don't have an online name. Can you give me a name? So this is what the section of this show is. I'm giving out one name tonight because I only have one person asked for it.
It's tough thinking of a good name.
If you have friends or family or anyone and you want me to name them, email theman@rantradio.com and I will give you a digital baptism. Maybe we'll even make a little intro for it.
Sean,
okay,
digital baptism.
So, and now the really cool thing about this particular name that I got for this guy, I spent a lot of time thinking about it.
Yep.
And there's no one in the ICQ named this, and you're not going to believe this. You'd be like, shut up, Sean, there's nobody named that. There's people named that.
It's got to be.
No one's named this. We did a search on Google. We found, like, nothing.
Nothing.
So, this guy, I know who he is, so he is going to be the first one with this name. So, this is his. Everyone here is bearing witness to this baptism. Can I get an amen? So, we're going to give this guy the digital baptism. So, dude, because it's better if I name you, because the whole purpose of an online name, this is a bit of a segue back here. The purpose of an online name is so that you are unidentifiable, so you're anonymous.
Yeah.
So for you to make up your own name is actually very difficult because if you're into anime or you're into martial arts, you're liable to pick a name that you're into.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you wanted to do it really sweet, take a name, have somebody. I know nothing about this guy. I don't even know how old this guy is. I don't even know if it's a guy.
Just somebody.
All right. So they wanted a name. And so I'm going to give them this name. And this, if they choose to accept it, will be their online name. All right. And this will be the first one because no one else has got it. So the name I picked for this guy, and you're not going to believe that no one else had this.
It's amazing.
Is amazing. Is Death Convict. Like Death Con, only Death Convict. So you are hereby named. You know who you are. You are hereby named Death Convict. Okay. If you want to, when you send in, if other people want to get their names assigned to them, we'll put like a mystery word or something like that, so I can say this person is now blah blah blah, or blue head is now blah 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 blah, so I can keep track of who you are.
And somebody made a mention of, oh, then Sean Kennedy, my, that's anonymous.
That's on purpose. That's on purpose. Okay, then Sean Kennedy is my name. That's anonymous. That's true. That's the reason why I don't do it, is because I wanted to stand up and not wear a mask. It was one of the things about being on the internet. Okay, you get guys like Kevin Mitnick. Okay, if they're going to nail you, they're going to nail you anyway. Everybody knows Kevin Mitnick's name. I mean, it's more of a trivia to know that Kevin Mitnick's online name was Condor.
Yeah.
Okay, named from Days of the Condor. Okay, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, was just something that happened, and there's a big history behind that. But I guess I did it originally because I didn't want to hide.
Yeah.
That was my original logic, but in retrospect...
And Witch Hunter sucked.
Yeah, and Witch Hunter sucked. And in retrospect now, I wish I had him. If I was to do it all again, I'd take an online name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't... I'd guard my identity. So, all you kids...
Regrets, regrets.
I'm bitched now. There's no way. I mean, my voice is so recognizable now that people would be like, hey, that's Sean. You know, and...
People go, that's a stupid name, Sean. You should just keep your name.
Yeah, you should just keep... So, I mean, you get known. So, this guy who's just getting into it, his digital battle, he's now Death Convict. And people are right now checking the ICQ going, no way, there's people, nobody named that? That's awesome.
Check like DEF CON, Google, okay?
Check it's Google, it's nutty. So it's like...
Even with the space.
It's like DEF CON, only it's DEF CONVICT. So I thought that was pretty cool. It's pretty asexual. No sexual gender. You can't even tell what that is.
Nope.
Very nice. DEF CONVICT. So, welcome to the underworld, DEF CONVICT.
Welcome.
Now, another thing, and I know that Sparky's going to be just having a big screaming hard-on for this one. I hope he's listening.
Woo!
He's going to go crazy. Okay. We are going to start with something this week. Not every week we're going to do this, but this week we have an H-hour. What is H-hour? H-hour is a military term for NATO. Was it NATO-wide? I think it's NATO-wide. Getting it from a really reliable source. It's NATO-wide called H-hour, which means time of attack. And I'm calling it that because I don't want to call it events.
This is so you got to come up with a really, events calendar.
This is the community events calendar. Okay, this is the underworld community events hour called H-hour, time of attack. And which is what's going on? Well, here's what's happening. Next Saturday, that date.
This
Saturday. This Saturday coming.
Yes.
Right, which would be the...
second...
Is it the 2nd?
I believe.
You're so full of
March
shit.
March 2nd. I probably am full of shit.
You are full of shit. It is, in fact...
The 2nd.
Is it 2nd?
Yep.
Wow. So, yeah, it is the 2nd. Okay. Wow. Where'd this month go? March 2nd. Okay. We are going to be at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. We are going to be down.
Wait. They're going to be on in Pacific Standard Time,
yeah,
if they're here.
If you're here, please have no one drive 30 miles to see me. Okay. That's really scary when people come up from the United States to go to these things. Actually, you may want to, because this is actually pretty cool.
Yeah. It's not that far if you're in Seattle.
At 12 noon on Saturday, March 2nd. At the Vancouver Art Gallery. Vancouver Art Gallery has a show going right now, an art exhibit thing. Show.
Thingy thing.
A function, yep, happening, which is based on, it's about cyborgs and cybernization of man. They're going to have, they have some really cool shit that they got from all over the world about anime, yep, cyborgs and all this kind of stuff.
And some really retro stuff, too, like, yeah, dating way back.
Yeah, and so it's very, very cool, and I'm going to be there. Sim's going to be there. We're going to bring the video camera. We're going to shoot some film,
yep,
for the SKTFM stuff. We're going to sneak
shake
the camera.
Sean's hand.
Yeah, you can show up. You can meet me. Do that kind of stuff. But
you
I figure
sign your rack.
No, it'd be kind of cool. Yeah, sign your rack. Perfect. Thanks, Sim. That's perfect.
BTM will,
yeah,
be there.
That'll be good.
Whip
so,
him out.
And so will my wife.
Oh.
So that's not so cool. you can do that if you want to whip them out. You can do it at the next motion. So it's going to be Saturday, March 2nd at 12 noon.
12 noon.
At the Vancouver Art Gallery. We're all going to be showing up there. We'll be at the front
be
steps.
In the front steps, yeah.
Yeah, where all the little junkies and flunkies
are. Visible.
Yeah, I'll be there. And we're going to be there. We're going to go inside, and we're going to go into the big mass. It's not a big official thing. It's just I'm going to be there. I'm going to go through the whole exhibit. If you guys want to come along, hey, that's cool, too. If nobody, yep, shows up, great. I'm going anyway.
Yep.
I don't really give a
doing
shit.
Doing it anyway.
But I figured, you know, if anyone wants to go or anyone wants to show up and go and do it, they need an excuse to do it. Because it looks really cool. If you, yeah, if you check it on the web, the Vancouver Art Gallery's website, they got a really cool, it's a cool exhibition. I heard about it about 2 months ago, actually, because they fired the old director of the Vancouver Art Gallery because he sucked.
Really?
Yeah, he was a fucking pinhead. And so they hired this new person.
Now they got some cool stuff in there.
Yeah, well, they got this new person who understands that not everyone wants to look at large white sheets of paper with, like, some monkey shit smeared on it or whatever.
Flattered.
Yeah, like, fucking crap. High art sucks a lot of cock. So what you want to do is, like, you want to have some art in there that people are going to want to go see.
Yeah.
And I think that this one is one of the coolest exhibits, like, because what an exhibit for our times.
I know.
What an exhibit for our times. That's so cool. So maybe Jeff Convict will show up.
Maybe.
So that'd be sweet. So if you want to go and show up for that, it'll be Saturday at noon at the Vancouver Art Gallery, March 2nd. Now, you don't need to email us to confirm or whatever. We'll probably put it on the webpage. Are we going to put that on the webpage?
Yeah, I'll put it on the webpage.
Sure.
I'll give it an address and everything.
So that'll be fun. And then if you can't make that, the very next day, which would be Sunday, March 3rd,
yes,
I'm going to be going down to the Sanctuary, which is at the Purple Onion in Gastown.
Yes.
Okay. The Purple Onion is a bar. So
club,
whatever. Okay.
I wouldn't say
it's a bar.
They
serve booze there.
Yes.
So that means all you, like, 12-year-olds can't show up. Sorry, you suck. Only mature nerds. And the reason why I'm going there is because Sanctuary is a really, really cool goth night they have there every Sunday night. And
yep,
it is very, very sweet.
Sim knows the DJ.
Yeah, and Sim knows the DJ.
Woo-hoo!
And the DJ is actually
super cool. What's his name?
Oddmud?
No.
It's not Oddmud? Different guy?
No, it's a different guy.
But he's super cool.
Yeah, he's super cool. His
does
name
he know,
escapes me right now.
Does he know us?
Yeah, he knows you and me, so
okay,
I'm
cool.
Sure he knows you.
Okay,
I'm sure
cool.
He's been mentioned.
Cool, yeah. So that'll be cool. We'll go down there, and there's always some very fine women down there.
Oh,
it's a very,
yeah,
fine man wearing very tight things.
It's a goth industrial club.
And, like, I have not heard a shitty song there.
No, you go there all night, good songs.
And the best part is, it's songs you haven't heard before. Like,
what
I went there before,
this?
And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. There's so much good stuff. And so very, very sexy. And because I'm working nights, because I have Sunday nights off, I'm
perfect,
able to get down there, and I can sleep in the next day and all that good stuff. I don't know if the Dark One is going to be coming with me, the wife.
Maybe,
but
maybe not.
Oh, well, it doesn't really matter. But if you wanted to whip out your tits, that would be the place to do it.
Yep.
No minors.
Totally acceptable there.
You betcha. So that'll be cool. So that's
10:30.
So 10:30 p.m. in the evening, okay, 10:30 at night at the Sanctuary of the Purple Onion, March 3rd. Right.
Yep.
So, and that'll be very, very cool. So that's where I'm going to be. If no one else shows for either one of those, I don't care because I'm going anyway.
I'm going to try and bring the video camera in there. I'm sure,
yeah,
I can.
I know the DJ.
Excuse me, Mr. Bouncer. I'm with the DJ.
They're very cool in there. They let people in with axes, okay?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I'm in there. Okay, the kind of bars that I used to hang out at, okay, they were like metal sweeping you at the door and shit. Okay, and of course, metal sweeping goth industrial crowd, you better be there a while. Okay, yeah, phase the ground and all. Never mind.
You have to strip.
You'd look like a fucking
Take
Mexican.
Take off that nipple chain, please.
Mexican hairless chihuahua. Okay, put all your armor back on. Like, you know, you're fucking RoboCop walking in there. They got so much steel on you. So it's very, very cool. You want to head down there and do that.
Sean and I'll be all decked up. Is the professor coming?
Oh, probably, yeah. The professor might come.
I've got clothes. So
yeah, Professor Scott Harker. Yeah, I'll probably wear something black. I'll find some. I don't really have a lot of really heavy alternative clothes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I bought some because I'm in an industrial band now. So
yeah,
I have to
Porn on Beta. Shameless plug.
Porn on Beta.
Porn on Beta.
PornonBeta.com. Go
you
there.
Gotcha. Go check that out. Very, very cool.
Buy my album.
Buy my book. buy my album. Very, very cool. And actually, it is good stuff. So, in closing, what time is it now? Holy cow, 9:30. Man, that's not bad. That's not bad. I want to give some shouts out to Enochian and Frozen Fox for allowing me on their show last night. Everyone who didn't get the RC, Smokehouse is going to have the show recorded. He's like, why did you say that? Smokehouse recorded the show. I don't know if he's going to have it available for download, but I was there for about the first half of the show. And if you're
a Super Sean collector.
If you're a Super Sean collector, yeah, can go to the show.
Don't want
to
miss this one.
Yeah, don't want to miss this one. And actually, they have a pretty cool show. I was there for part of it. They do a lot of, they're going to be doing a lot of stuff on new recorded artists. And
Smoke send it to
they're
me.
They're a lot nicer than I am. They played this song last night. What the fuck was the name of that band? It was Kick Shock or Shock Kick or Nutbit. What was it, Kick Shock? Kick Shock.
Kick Shock.
Yeah, Kick Shock, this band from Victoria.
That screams 80s. Kind of
they suck
rock.
So hard. Fuck, did they ever suck?
We're Kick Shock. We're gonna rock your world.
No, it's like Corky and the Juice Pigs singing Bush X lyrics. You know, okay. Written by Suzanne Vega. You know, I'm like, dude. And of course, they play this. And they're being cool about it. You know, yeah. They're giving their local guys from Victoria.
They gave us plugs.
Yeah, they gave us props and everything, you know. But I don't know the band Kick Shot, so I'm merciless to these guys, right? And they're like, Sean, shut up.
Here's a candid review. Sean.
Shut up, Sean. These guys suck, right? Because they're playing an argument over the top. These guys suck. Who the fuck are these guys? These guys sound like shit.
The mics are on Sean, and they're listening.
Yeah, well, and I don't give a fuck because they, sorry, you lick. I'd rather get somebody say you lick straight out. So that's a pretty, funny show.
Yeah, you're really good. You should, like, do stuff with
They them. Broadcast every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on Live 365. The show is called Off Access. I'm surprised I'm remembering all this.
And it's disradio.com.
Disradio, yeah. And they run a magazine, an online magazine as well called...
Dis Magazine.
Dis Magazine. It used to be disinfo.org, but then they got sued by the good people at Disinfo.
Yeah, so
yeah, those good counterculture guys.
Yeah, we need that name back.
We need that name, and we're going to charge you for it because we got a lot of money and you don't, so fuck you. So that's why I'm kind of like, oh, Disinfo can suck my cock. Yeah, thank
Sean
you
and I used to do stuff for the
Yeah, we used to write for them. Yeah, we used to write for their magazine.
We had a column in their magazine.
Yeah, I used to do gadget review, and I think I did. Didn't I do a couple of things? I did gadget review and
something else.
I did like three different columns for them actually. So that was cool. That was
like
cool.
A Dear Sean or something.
Nobody. Yeah, it was advice.
Advice.
And people used to ask me advice, and I would just shit all over them. It was pretty funny. We should see if we could scan some of those in because they're pretty.
Oh
good.
Yeah, should do that.
Yeah. So right on. also, Sir Dork at accesswave.ca. Sir Dork, spelt like it sounds, at accesswave.ca needs volunteers to help him build his mecha. Apparently, no shit, this guy's building a mech. And he's told me that he's going to be done way faster than the guys at Mecha Apps, which
and
is no big surprise.
We interviewed them like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
The Mecha Apps people.
Was it 3 years ago?
Getting close.
Oh, my God. So the guys that I've been doing this
and their
a
page
long
hasn't
time.
Gotten any better.
Really?
Like, well, it looks better, but, like no pictures.
They had some booth
mechs.
Chicks, eh? They had some booth chicks. I went there and I had this picture of this booth chick who's like this this squatted, large-titted weirdo. It was just fucking bizarre. I hope they're not listening. Oh, my God.
Look at our mechs. Look at our mech.
Yeah, I'm looking at your
mechs. They still
right
have
now.
The interview of us.
Really? Hacking on them? Because I was pretty merciless to those guys.
Up
too.
On their page.
We're going to step on your car. Oh, okay, I'm still waiting. Car's still fine.
Oh, yeah, we got a new DJ, too, Orbit Juice, who's in the IRC.
Oh, and, that's right. What's the name of his show? What's the name of his show, Sim? What the fuck is the name of his show, Sim? Say what? Say what again? Say what one more motherfucking time? I double dog dare you.
What?
Oh! Buck.
But he's going to be on three nights a week for an hour.
Good
each
job.
He's been doing it for months, so I have faith in him. And his show is, he's got a brain in his head. His show is pretty interesting. So he's going to be broadcasting. That'll be on the page soon, so check that out.
Wow, three nights a week. What kind of, is it talk or?
Yeah, it's talk. well.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be talk.
Wow.
All the shows.
I'd like to check that out.
Yeah, he like messes with people's minds and stuff. And,
is this like Jerky Boys kind of stuff?
It's at a higher, way higher level.
The Jerky Boys.
Way higher level.
Okay, because like,
he doesn't fuck with people. He messes with their mind. Sort of.
Well, that's cool. Provided no one's getting hurt, no one's.
No, I listened to
shit,
some of them.
All fine.
That's what I was scared of when I listened to it. It's like, oh, Jerky Boys. No,
yeah,
it's
no, that's not cool. Like, I mean, some people like laugh at that lowest common denominator stuff. They're like, well, yeah, he phoned the church and told them they were all going to hell and fucking pissed on their steps. Yeah, well, here's the next joke. We're gonna light this bag of dog shit on fire and film it. Thank you, Tom Green.
Yeah.
So you are free to distribute this show any way you see fit. You are free to copy it. You're free to do whatever you want. And I'm about to read out the IRC, so if anyone wants to get in there, you can do that now, because I'm about to go down the list. But just at the end of the show, I wanted to let you know that you are free to copy the show. You can distribute, you can burn it, burn a CD, you can give it to friends, you can give it to people you don't know.
Maybe a show's called Orbit Juice.
Orbitjuice.com, baby.
Yeah,
yep.
check it out. He's got some archives there if you want to check out what its show's going to be about.
Yeah, you betcha.
I got shocked.
So, you just got shocked?
Yeah.
Static
from
shock
my microphone.
Bad. Don't get shocked from the microphone.
Do that. Maybe I shouldn't wear fuzzy slippers to the show anymore.
Oh, yeah. No fuzzy slippers. Wow, that's a pretty cool sight.
It's a nice sight. Nice sight.
Is that the guy?
Yeah, that's
is
him
local
right there.
Or how old is he? Where's he from?
I don't know. I don't know where he's from. I don't know.
What the fuck? Did this? How did you have this guy show up for the show?
Like, boom.
Hi, I've been doing this for 2 years. Give me access to your station.
Okay.
I have it on good authority, actually, that his wife was killed by some Canadian webcasters, and now he's seeking to infiltrate Canadian Webcaster Society simply to kill us and take us over.
Wow. Well, that's some good info.
Yeah, but
I'll be monitoring his broadcast very closely.
Yes, we'll have to watch that. Everyone listening tonight, make sure you turn in to make sure he's not doing any
circumcising.
Make sure he's not.
you can't do that on Rant Radio.
Okay, so going down through the IRC right now, we got Orbit Juice. Hey, good to see you. Good to have you on board.
I opt him.
You opt him. I opt you. All your opt are belong to us. African Love Turtle, Agony, Alcifer Black. Ataru, hey, these guys weren't here in the beginning.
No.
Blank, okay. Breaker One, Capone X, Def Convict, hey,
and
I hope that's the right guy.
He used to be that name you liked that you said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what was it?
Daude Cheese?
Daude Cheese, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unless somebody's, like, taken over his name and
well,
not actually listening tonight.
Well, whoever it is, Def Convict was there, so that's very cool.
Yep.
But if, just out of curiosity, Daude Cheese was not weak.
Yeah, that was good.
Delamorta, Dr. Zodiac, but I've already baptized him. That's
it. You skipped Smokehouse. He's very upset.
Oh, fuck off, Smokey. Yes, Smokehouse, my good friend, is in the house. I mean, he's part of the Rant Radio.
In the house.
Smokehouse, if anyone's
didn't
listening.
Say my name. So
yeah, the reason why I didn't say your name, Smokey, is because everyone listening. Smokehouse is part of the Rant Radio staff. Okay, so I don't say the staff.
He's audio Jesus.
Yeah, he's audio Jesus. MC900 Foot Jesus. Ataru, Blight, Breaker One, Capone X, Def Comic, Delamorta, Dr. Zodiac, Down Halo, Decker Case, Fester D. Penis, Genesis Girl on the left. Hey,
welcome.
Griffin. Gun Tape Funky, Hybrid. WOG!
He's part of the WOG team.
He's part of the WOG Nation. Ignorant Bliss, JoJo the Dogface Boy, Josh K. Hey, wow. A lot of old school guys in here.
Yeah.
I haven't seen in a while. Kadath, good to see you stuck around. Oh, I hate this. Kay Valya.
Yeah.
Crazy fuck, Leshek. I hope the content was good for you, Leshek. Lantium, Mary Bell, Virgin, Mr. Echo.
See,
Ness, bored. Ness, Sleeping Nude. Well, he was worried that the show was just going to turn into a big pile of shit.
After the seventh week, it just goes
to hell. Yeah, it just goes to hell. Nomad Half Elf, Pretender in Australia. That's very cool if you really are in Australia. Oh, yeah,
wow.
We already confirmed that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Very, very sick.
Yeah, we did.
Pretender in Australia, yo, hey. Psychosis, Professor Sora, Rice Bowl Sleeping. Weak rice bowl. Ronan Konokui. Sir Dork, who's building the mecha. Sparky, Synthetic, T-Knight, Ronan Templar Knight, good guy. Tanthrix, Tarn Gold, Test Subject, The Wind Down, Transistor.
The Wind Down, who will be on in 3 hours.
Yes,
Wind Down,
check his show, very cool. Transistor, Trotsky's goes, Wild Card, DOS Fox, or DDS
Fox.
Oh, sorry, the monitor's a little fuzzy. DDS Fox, and Lab Rat. Lab Rat's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Was he one of the old school guys?
Not super old
school. Oh, I'm getting K-I-Valya. K-I-K-I-Valya.
K-I-Valya.
Yeah, she just gave it phonetically in the RC, which is cool.
We'll try not to mess it up next week.
So, very, very cool. And hey, you know what? There's a lot more people in the IRC tonight.
Sean K., where can I get a demo CD to hand out at the art show? Demo CD of what?
A demo CD. Where can I get a demo CD? Of me? Well, you can download it off of mp3.com, or you could make one. I mean, that's too easy to do.
Maybe I'll bring our the extra MP3 CDs, MPEG CDs, the video CDs, if I have any extras.
Do you have any extras?
Maybe one or two.
Well, maybe we could burn a couple copies and hand out. Do whatever. See, man, we'll see if we can get some free stuff, but don't expect it. Because if you show up saying, give me free shit, we'll kick you in the nuts.
Yeah, they deserve it if they show up.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool if we get a posse.
I'll
and if
find
you want,
something.
And if you want to dress freaky, that's okay, too. Because it's good to dress freaky and walk around that kind of stuff.
We can't guarantee you'll be on the TV show, but you'll be on tape.
So, and Ronan Konoko is Cock Knocko.
Cock Knocko.
No, wait, am I fucking that up?
Cock Knocko.
He's Ronan Cock Knocker. Oh, the guy's going to show up and burn down my house. Oh, so that's all cool. Hey, and Krellian was there. I missed them, and a bunch of other people showed up. So, hey, thanks very much. And what I was going to say is there's a lot more people in the IRC tonight, which means that a lot of people have been... Virus is spreading. A lot of people have been breaking the first rules of Fight Club.
Don't
talk about Fight Club. No, hey, all you WOGs out there, last week I said, guys... Yeah, and Ronan Cockknocker's like, I didn't even mean to call him Ronan Cockknocker. Are you getting fried by your mic?
Yes, I am.
That's
like
awesome.
Multiple. I just got chucked once last time, but this one was like 10 times.
Put it near your lips. I dare you. I double dog dare you. Come on.
It's
put
like
it,
on the on switch.
Put the mic in your mouth. Put the fucking mic in your mouth. Don't talk about that mic. Put it where it's someplace bad. Anyway.
I don't even know how I did that.
That's pretty sweet.
Ow. Fuck.
His microphone, he's got blue lightning flying around
it
his
is.
Head.
It's like one of those round orbs.
I should keep broadcasting so you can't shut it off.
Holding it by only the plastic part.
See if
part
I can
now.
Taser you in the gums. Very sweet. My mic is working fine, so I can
That's
keep going.
Wonderful.
And I can slowly cook Sim. He's holding it like it's a, you know, this very...
It's not fun.
Yeah, black ice. It's black ice.
It's like the 9-volt to your tongue, except it's on my fingers.
Wow, that made a lot of sense.
You know, 9-volt to your tongue, you put that on?
Yeah, all the time. I'm going to board.
Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. And we all did.
Don't make
we were
fun
kids.
Of me. And my mom says I'm special.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Danny. So don't let anyone call you down. Don't give in. Don't give up. By all means.
Stay true.
Stay true. Be drinkable. But by all means. Konoko. Okay, it's Konoko. Sorry. By all means, thank you so much for having this turnout here. I can't believe how many guys we got. I mean, this is only show 7, and we've already got a scroll bar happening. That's awesome. And the guy who made the banner for me today, I can't remember his
name.
Wicked. Yeah, very cool banner. People want to make banners, want to promote the site, promote the show. That's awesome. And yes, the master diet does suck. Don't do it for more than 5 days. if you're going to eat right and exercise daily, that's the best way to lose weight. Yes, your mom was right. Okay. Do not, don't go doing that shit. But seriously, guys, if everyone out there can just tell two people about the show and turn people on the show, that's the best way that we're going to make sure that internet media and pirate media makes its ways and circulates around the globe. And
it made it to Australia.
It did make it to Australia. Somebody took a plane and told them. And especially guys in Australia. Dude, if you're the only pretender, if you're in Australia and you want to hold like a Monday night show and let us know, email us that you got a bunch of people listening, definitely special shouts out or whatever to the guys in Australia. It's very, very cool. Thank you so much.
He's like in
for
Tuesday
listening.
Right now.
What's that?
He's in Tuesday right now.
Is
Tuesday morning, I guess.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's very, very
cool.
Woken
up to our show.
That's nutty. And whenever people do that, whenever people make like the soundboard that Tantrix made, and
or people that are like staying up till 5 a.m.
Yeah, that guy who was in Bosnia was listening to the show. Yeah, he was a rat off in Bosnia. And
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, but we haven't seen him around. What the fuck was his name?
Dave.
Yeah, Dave. I think it was Dave.
Something Dave.
I'm sure somebody can remember. But this guy was this guy was around forever.
He would like hop all over the globe and listen to us and like.
Yeah, he used to be
sending mail.
From all over the world. It was very, very
Balkans
cool.
Balkans John,
that's the guy.
Thank you, Smokey.
Thank you, Smokey.
That wasn't Dave.
Way to go.
Dave.
Way to go. Balkans John. Balkans John was the shit. And it's very, very sweet that, you know, when people internationally check it in, because people go, like, that's why I got so pissed off at Spin Magazine when they asked me, would you ever work for a real radio station?
Motherfucker, we are a real radio station.
I am on a real radio station. Ever going to write for a real magazine or what?
We're heard around the world. That's something a real radio station can't
do. You know, people are like, oh, so you're on the internet then. And people like call that down. You know, yeah, I reach millions of people all over the world, and they can download it, and I listen to them, and I actually give a fuck because I'm not getting paid. So suck my ass, you...
You ever listen to a real radio station? They're waiting real, like on the airwaves, and they're doing a contest, and they have to wait like a half an hour for somebody to phone in.
Those guys are so fake. Those guys are so fake. Fake. Holy crap. It's like...
Well, he had a million calls, and this is a lucky winner. Yeah, actually, he's the only one who called, so he wins by default.
On the all-request show, has anyone else not figured out yet that they just wait for people to request the songs they want to play anyway, and then they just play the rest before that? Yeah. Oh, what a surprise. I requested a song.
It's in the top 10.
That's in the top 10. How the fuck did that happen? You know?
Really?
So, I'm thinking it's very, very cool. And a lot of people, you know, maybe we should go to Burning Man next year.
You know, I loved Burning Man. It was very cool. Just the fucking drive
the
there.
The drive sucked ass. First, we got a cool car to do the drive in now.
No, I'm not taking my car down to Burning Man. That is no-no.
Are we talking about that? Are we going to talk about that a little bit?
Well, not my car.
Not going to talk about
that? Oh, my car. We can talk about my car, but not my car and Burning Man in the same sentence.
No, I realize that. Sim's all happy because he got himself a new car.
It's Mackin.
It's a Mackin car.
Monte Carlo, 2002.
Yeah.
Off the lot.
Off the lot. Black on black. It's black, y'all. It's black, y'all. It's blacker than black, and it's black, y'all. It's like the blackest car you've ever seen in your life.
Black interior, black paint, black mags.
So he bought it from Louis Farrakhan. That's how black this car is. This is the blackest car you've ever seen in your life.
I had to go in blackface to buy it.
Yeah. It was brutal, you know. Oh, my God.
Damn nice.
Yeah, so it's a very nice car. And if anyone's... actually, we probably won't be able to drive it down to the art gallery, and people would not be able to see it because we have to park elsewhere or walk to it.
Yeah, but we'll be taking that down there.
Yeah, we'll be taking it down. So, very, very cool. Hey, thanks a lot. Spread the virus. Let people know that the show's out. Let it know what it's about. If you want to email me with digital baptisms, you got people who want to change your name, you never liked your name anyway, you're just new to this whole thing, or you got friends who want to get into the subculture and all that sort of stuff, we...
Like,
don't
Smoke
be snobby.
House, you want to change your name.
Yeah. Smokehouse wants to change his name. If people want to
really
do that...
He pissed at me last time I said that. Really pissed.
Well, he was given that name. You know how he got that name? Do you know
the story behind that?
The story behind that is because when he was born,
I don't know who gave it to him.
His dad did.
Yeah, I know who gave it to him.
Yeah, do you know the story?
No, tell me the story.
The story is his dad gave him that name because when he was born, they held him up and he said, Jesus, this kid packs more meat than a smokehouse.
Oh,
seriously, that's apparently the story. So that's where the online name was.
So Agony wants
me to change the name. Okay, well, send me an email, Agony.
The man at ranradio.com.
The man at ranradio.com, and I will change it on the next show. All right, Agony, do not worry. So we got at least one, but the man at Ranradio, you don't send me an email. I'm not changing your name.
Nope.
Got a little bit of effort in.
Got to go through the bureaucracy.
And all these people are witnesses, all right? So, hey, take it easy and make sure that have a little bit of patience with people who don't know as much as you do, all right?
Yeah.
So until next week.
You're a newbie, too.
You're a newbie, too. Walk power, baby. Where's the outro?
Can you, like, delay it for, like, 10
seconds? Oh, sorry. Okay, here I am delaying.
10 more seconds?
10 more seconds. He's fucking it all up. You suck.
I didn't know you were going to go, blah. Okay, we're done.
Well, come on. It's like...
I know.
It's supposed to be an hour long. Why do I always broadcast for, like, 2 hours?
Because they're lucky.
Because I love them.
Because
I love
them.
All right, and if you guys got any really cool ideas also for stuff you want me to feature on the show, because this is your show. I mean, I'm your guy. I do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer.
And if you want a show...
That's right. If you want to do a show about wearable computers, if you think wearable computers are worthy of a show and you're wearable computer man.
Like the man.
Or woman, or whatever.
It's pretty tough to talk about wearable computers every week, but maybe not.
No, not really. Not with the way tech's going.
But
if you want to totally do that shit.
Info at rantradio.com. Info@rantradio.com. Or 51-5558 on the ICQ.
51-5558 on ICQ.
Then I can spam you.
Then he can spam you,
and tell you
too.
About this
you
show.
Too can be spammed by Sim. Crouching Sim. In spam. All right.
So alrighty then.
Our attempted dramatic ending fucked up, so play the outro.
Now we're out of here.
Fired blonde fag.
Listen next week.
Alrighty. Shut up. You shut up.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were like a far place to fit in, but I don't know if you want to say what you did. My family didn't do it, no brethren, no.